And now, News for Gamers, Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents
the M4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance, Gambit's Con. You've got the wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
Jesus, we should have a cluck off.
That's terrible.
Hey, man, shut the cluck up.
All right, welcome to another week for News for Gamers Radio, which means it must be Monday. Monday for March 3rd, 2008. In the studio this week, we have the original four.
Yo!
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
It's been a long time since it's just been the original four.
With the special guest, Killer Wolverine.
You can't go original four than special guest.
But you still are a special guest because you especially don't show up very often.
Yeah, you were the original special guest.
the OSP.
Nice.
All right, and also with us, as you know, Gambus Khan, Jason Gambrell.
Hello. How's it going, everybody out there in internet radio land?
And the Wombold Ryan Wombat. See, I did that on purpose.
You did that on purpose. So, what's up, folk?
So we are here for the News for Gamers Radio, March 3rd. And you know what? I put my notes away, but it doesn't matter because we're going into what's fun on your console first. And I'll start off with Mr. Khan.
Always shunned.
You know what? Every time I go to you first, you're like, no.
Well, it's easier nowadays with only playing two things.
I know one thing you're not playing. You're not playing Marvel vs. Capcom on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, snap.
Son of a bitch.
All right, Mr. Khan, what have you been fondling this week?
You could go with Killer Wolverine this week. I'll go last.
All right, well, fine, then. You've f***ing up my flow. Anyway,
yeah.
Killer Wolverine.
Snap. Thank you. A little bit more variety this week.
Nice.
Not really? Much, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Not Rainbow Six Vegas again?
Yes, no, not Rainbow Six, but a little bit more Halo, and Frontlines and The Club.
Okay, so what do you think about it, Martin?
The Club is good. It's like we, you know, went through last week. Just a nice, mindless killing.
You pantomiming some, like, running?
Yes.
Yeah, this isn't a
video
podcast.
I am running and shooting. No one can
see
this.
Running man.
Frontlines is awesome.
What's awesome about it?
Well, pretty much everything.
Okay, well, what kind of game is it?
Typical first-person shooter.
That doesn't
sound
awesome.
You know, it takes place in the future, which is kind of scary, because it's about oil.
It's about oil?
The way our country is, you know.
Don't go off on the political.
We gonna get on political.
Well, it's,
are you running for president?
No, it's just scary because it could happen. But it's good. I haven't played through too much of it. Damn straight. 2008. Oh, that was good.
Killer Wolverine for president.
The news and views expressed by Justin Testa do not necessarily reflect the news and views of the News for Gamers Podcast Radio.
Thank you. Thank
but
you.
I played through two levels. It's not much to look at because it's barren. Everything's barren. Just desert.
Sounds exciting.
No, it's good. It's good. You get to use little drones, little helicopters, little tank drones. It's pretty cool.
I like toys.
Yeah, toys.
Yeah.
You got futuristic, I think, weapons. You can choose. I didn't know this. You can choose different weaponry, like different soldiers.
Well, like medic die. And.
No, not that. Just different weaponry, like anti, like tank, like armor people, and then your typical infantry.
Anti tank people.
Well,
yeah, the people with...
you know, who are anti-tank? No more... Shut up.
So in other words, if you took a round from a tank, you'll be okay.
No, you have to...
People whose job is
yeah,
to
Yeah, they have different types
tanks.
Of rocket launchers. They got to...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anti-tank specialists.
Yeah.
There you go.
So
sweet.
Who is not really going out in the front and shooting the soldiers, but the,
you see,
the
that,
armor.
That would be cool, though, if you had thick enough armor to where you could take a tank round.
It would still hurt like a bitch.
Yeah,
yeah.
It would. You yeah. would be blown back at least 90 feet.
At least.
And live.
I would guess about a quarter of a mile.
Oh, a quarter of a mile?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Flew!
But the only thing, though, the only two I play through is the infantry and the anti-armory.
So it is good, then? Because I've
it's
heard
good.
Some people say it's crap.
No, it's good.
But I've heard people say it's really good, but then the reviews are kind of like, yeah.
I'll tell you, the AI though, your helpers, your little teammates, are the stupidest people I've ever seen. Nice.
But aren't they always when you have AI teammates?
Well, see, when I play the demo, they help me out when they're shooting, they're killing enemies. But when I'm trying to like target a tank and get a lock on it. My back's being watched. That's quotes. You guys can't see quotes. But I'm just getting shot from the back, and I turn around. My dude's just sitting there shooting,
hitting
shit. Not hitting shit. And I'm like, what the crap? So I have to turn around, shoot him, and go find the tank again. And
you shoot your own guy?
Not him. Oh, okay. The bad guy.
And then, the other guy.
The one instance which really cracked me up was I was looking out, you know, watching the battle just to, you know, watch because it's fun to watch sometimes. One of my helpers, my little soldier dude, was 2 inches away from a bad guy just shooting, missing him completely.
What?
Like, what?
They must have stormtrooper accuracy.
Literally, he had the gun to his head, shooting him, doing nothing. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You know what it is, don't you? The guy that he was shooting at was Neo from The Matrix.
You know what it is, don't you?
Yeah, I guess he was moving too fast.
The guy he was shooting at was anti-bullets.
No, but it's pretty good so far. More next week when I play more of it. I haven't really delved too much into it. So, but, you know, the anti-armor, like I dabbled in running around as him, and he doesn't really have any guns to shoot infantry, so he's got a shotgun is what it's called. But.
Shotgun is what it's called to the layman's out there.
No, shotgun. It's a shotgun.
It sounded like you said shotgun.
No, shock shotgun.
So you shock people?
I don't know what it does.
Is
it's
he Peter Gabriel or something? But, on the battlefield shocking the monkey?
In your eyes. No, I like it. So far, it's a good game. I don't think.
I'm looking forward to picking it up at some point when I get some of that money thing.
Some of that cash flow.
Yeah.
Some of that dollar bills.
Y'all.
I heard it's very similar to like a
Battlefield
it's game. I heard that about it, the online play. I haven't played it online yet, though.
It's up to 60 players, according to the commercial.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Did
you ever want 60 players online?
Yeah. Once again.
But
a thing as too many cooks spoiling the broth. Yeah. So.
Yes.
But I don't.
That's true.
I'm looking forward to playing it online, so whoever has it, you know, I'm looking forward to playing it. So.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm a little low on the cash flow.
I'm just saying in general, not just you.
Well, you know, you do have somebody on your list that has played it. You know.
Yeah, but he's playing.
Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who would that be?
Terrence.
That'd be Professor Chaos?
Professor Chaos has been playing Frontlines. That's his gamer quote now.
Yeah,
Frontlines is great.
Really? Great.
Yeah. Like Tony the Tiger, great.
Nice.
I'm
pretty sure he got rid of it.
Nice.
But other than that, Call of Duty, I picked up again. So, play that online a little bit.
One, two, or three?
Four.
Okay.
Sorry. But, yeah, so a little bit more variety this week.
You actually got some games.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Gamefly.
There's a plug for Gamefly.
Look at that.
Any of you have it, Gamefly?
No, I want it, though. I'm thinking about
it. The first thing they warn you when you put games in your queue, saying it is addictive. And I'm like, whatever. No, it's not. Yeah, it is, because now I have like 30 games. I'm like, I want this, and I'm rearranging it. And
nice.
It's really cool.
I think about getting Gamefly sometimes. I don't know.
It's worth it.
Monthly subscription is what kills me.
Yeah. How much is it a month?
There's a couple
I feel like
different
we're on
options
G4 commercial or something.
The first one you can do it for $8.95, but that's introductory rate for one game out.
Well, that's fine. That's a lot.
For two games out, it's $15.95, but then it goes up to $22.95 for
how
two games.
How much does
out.
The $8.95 go up to for one?
$15.95. So it's not bad.
Like the first month is $8.95,
yeah,
and then it's $15.
Just, yeah, after that.
That's not
it's
bad.
Not bad. You can keep it as long as you want. Obviously, you've seen the commercial. I'm not going to plug them, but I think it's great. So for people with low cash flow and games,
I still
got to
debate it because
$16
a month is $16 a month is $16 a month. Anyway, you slice it. So
right,
and I don't know that I would borrow enough games to make it worth my while.
Well, see, you buy all the games.
Yeah,
just
but
saying
the,
for
I mean,
people.
Then again, think of the games though that you buy and then trade back in 2 weeks later.
You know, I haven't been doing that lately. I haven't traded anything in a long... except for, like, some of the stuff that I get, but I haven't traded in anything that I bought in a long time.
Yeah, but you're not really a big trader-in guy.
No, I'm
not.
See,
I am, so it doesn't really hurt. I don't take a bullet on it. So.
There are games that I would like... Like, part of me just says, well, I'll just go down to Blockbuster and rent them, but then you only get to keep it for 5 days.
And you never get the time
like
to play
$6,
it.
Yeah.
So this one you get to keep as long as you want, obviously.
Actually, Blockbusters went up. It's like $8 now.
Is it really?
To rent a game. It's like nuts. Crazy. That's why I haven't used my Blockbuster account. But anyway.
Anyways. What's now that we're done with the GameFly commercial.
Yeah. The GameFly commercial's over. The new section.
Internet style radio program brought to you by GameFly.
GameFly.com.
And Blockbuster. And Cheetos.
We haven't even mentioned Cheetos. What's your future fondling? What are you looking forward to playing this week?
This week, Bully and Army of Two.
Yes.
I will be getting Army of Two. I actually will be buying that.
He's just mad because you traded in Marvel Capcom.
I'm so mad at you right now, you don't even
understand. I don't have a PS2, and I thought you knew I had it. I didn't know. Did you want it?
They sent PS2s in the mail with samples of Tide. How do you not get a PS2?
I want a PS2.
I'm bothered by the fact that you traded in Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on the PlayStation 2 for Army of Two.
There's a lot of twos going on here.
That's what bothers me.
I think Army of Two looks awesome.
Not to mention where you traded it into.
You got
ripped off.
Yeah, I did. We're not going to go any further than that.
We'll leave it out. You got ripped off.
And I didn't notice it until I saw the receipt, so I'm pretty pissed off about that.
Alrighty then.
But anyways, when we're past it, I will forgive you. I will forgive you.
Thanks, man.
I will forgive you.
There you go.
But
happiness amongst all.
Bully's in my queue. I won't get that for a while, but I will be playing Army of Two.
Starting
Wednesday the 5th.
I'm very excited about Army of Two.
Me too.
We'll move on to you, Mr. Wombold. What have you been playing this week?
What have I been playing this week? Well, I did finally get to pick up Patapon.
Here we go.
Which is just awesome.
$20?
It's so good. Yeah, $20. It's you know, half the price of God of War and twice as long.
Snap.
But I played actually quite a bit of that this week. And the beautiful thing about Patapon is, and I wish every game did this, if you play the demo and you beat the demo, not only do you get this special spear, but you start from where you left off in the demo in the full game. Your save game.
Always wanted a special spear.
So I bet you did.
I have. Never mind.
Anyways. So you don't have to play through the first couple levels anymore because you already beat them in the
demo. See, I wish every game did that.
Exactly. So, and plus, you start with all the equipment and everything that you earned in the demo. You don't have to get it back. You start with everything that you had in the demo.
That's nice.
But, you know, it's ridiculously deep for a rhythm game about Cyclopi attacking giant monsters. It's actually surprisingly deep. It's a complete blast to play. Anybody that's got a PSP, you need to own this game. It's $20. Go buy it right now. Turn off the podcast. Go buy it right now.
No, don't turn off the podcast. They want to listen to it.
Leave the podcast on. As soon as the podcast is over, go buy it.
Yeah, then you How's go buy that? It.
All right. Or download it to iTunes.
Or if you got it on your iPod right now, you can walk to the store.
Like
you mall walk with an iPod on.
Yeah.
So I played a lot of that.
You're old.
What else?
I'm old? What?
I played a little bit of Warhawk. Not much, just enough to kill some time. And I played, which I'm really looking forward to the next update to Warhawk, because it's going to have some cool stuff in
it. Did you buy the expansion pack?
I did not yet. Hmm. I plan to.
So you can still get in and play without the expansion pack?
Yeah, you can play. There's a whole bunch of, it'll actually tell you, when you go into the servers, it'll tell you, if you try and go into one, it'll start to go in and it'll say, you know, this server is playing a mission pack that you do not have. And it'll kick you out. I played some more of the show demo on PlayStation 3, which, you know, that game, that'll be part of my future fondling this week, is MLB The Show.
I finally played the demo last night because the boogeyman made me play it. You know what? I can understand why you guys like it, but it's like trying to get a 2-year-old to watch, like, or read War and Peace to me because I don't understand it. I don't like baseball.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there doing the pitching and Boogeyman's like, okay, now you let it go over here, then you stop it, and then when it comes back, you stop it. And I'm like, I don't see any stopping. There's no stoppage going on here. And I'm like, what? Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? I'm like, okay, this is boring.
Yeah, it's definitely a game. I mean, it's fun if you don't know anything about baseball, but it's definitely a game that the more you know about baseball, the more you will enjoy it because the development team went to great lengths to make sure that people who are baseball people are satisfied with both the sim aspects and the depth of the game because
Yeah, because like after every pitch, like this freaking equation comes up on the screen that I have no idea what's going on. There's like 6 billion numbers up there, and I'm like, okay, I understand the average thing. Okay, he's got this many home runs, and then they show all this other shit, and I'm like, what the hell does all that mean? I have no idea what the hell's going on. You know, it's just, yeah. It's I actually won the game.
Nice.
I got one hit, and it was a home run.
Nice.
That's all I got.
Nice.
I hit a guy in the head.
Awesome.
With a pitch.
That's sweet. Solid right there. That's solid. And then I played, I played some more Assassin's Creed, actually, because I had a couple hours, and I decided I wanted to invest it in some Assassin's Creed, and, I still like it a lot. I still, don't like the naysayers that think it was a 6.5 out of 10 game.
Which our site gave it a 6.5, yes. But it wasn't us that reviewed it. So.
Right. It was our site, but it wasn't us. I really enjoyed it. I absolutely love the counter system because it's so, and as far as animation goes, it's so believable. And some of the counters are just awesome.
Yeah, they are.
I played quite a bit of that. And then I played, actually, I invested a decent amount more time into Mass Effect, trying to finish it off. I'm now 26 hours in, and I'm on... one of the last planets. It might be the last planet. I don't know. It's Vermeer is the planet.
What's going on in it? Did you, like, land on it on your moon?
Yeah, and it's like a beach, and there's water and everything.
Are you chasing somebody?
No, not
then
right now.
Then you're not on the last planet.
Oh, okay. All right. But, so that's, I mean, and once again, I just have to mention that it's the most amazing thing in the world. It actually, to me, and I'll probably catch some flack over this, but I like it better than Knights of the Old Republic. And,
yeah, you probably will.
And I beat Knights of the Old Republic twice on PC. I mean, I love Knights of the Old Republic, and I love Jade Empire, too. But I like it better than both. And you know what? I have to mention this because I'm now 26 hours into the game, and I keep waiting for it to pop up, and it doesn't seem to be popping up. I haven't had the frame rate problems that people are talking about.
Really?
At all. Occasionally, I have a slight frame drop, but nothing game-breaking by any means. And I wonder if it's because when you played it, you had the frame rate drops, right?
Yeah.
Did you leave film grain on, or did you turn it off?
I turned it off.
You turned it off?
Yes.
See, I turned it off, too.
I did, too.
And I haven't had anything.
I turned it off, and I had it, too.
I've had an occasional frame drop here and there, but definitely nothing game-breaking. Like, it... It didn't slow down or anything.
There were some explosions that I had in my game that were just like.
Yeah, see, I haven't had any of that.
It was bad.
I haven't had any of that.
That's interesting.
And also,
has there been a patch to it at all? Do you
know?
Has there been an update to it? Because I haven't played it in like a couple months, and I don't know if there's been a patch since I played it. But
not that I know of.
That's interesting because there were some parts where I would like blow stuff up, and it would just crawl.
Yeah,
like
no,
for
mine,
a couple seconds. I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it would crawl. So.
Yeah, mine hasn't done that at all at this point. Well, I shouldn't say at all. Like I said, I've had a couple minor places where I had some frame drop, but and the other thing, I had a situation yesterday where things started to slow down and. Some of the colors got weird, but it was just my 360. I had to turn my 360 off and turn it back on, and everything worked fine because it's such a wonderful piece of machinery.
360 not working? What?
No, I know.
What?
It's rare. Crazy. Oh, speaking of which,
hold on.
While I'm on this, I have to show this picture to everyone.
Okay, well, they can't see it.
Listen. I know they can't, but I have to show it to everyone in this room because I found it utterly hilarious. I'm at Target yesterday, and I'm walking through the video game section. And this, one second, this
I can almost,
is what I see.
It is a Target system with the three red rings of
with
death.
With the red ring.
You know, I've seen that before at
in
a
the case.
Store
that's
display.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. But,
that's great advertising.
I laughed.
Oh, yeah.
That helps a lot.
So, but anyways, and also what I've noticed, too, is, I saw some people complaining when Mass Effect came out that the AI was bad, like the teammate AI, but mine anymore is just freaking pounding guys. Like I was fighting a whole bunch of guys yesterday, and they were rushing in. Yeah, you liked the pounding guys thing, didn't you?
yeah, we were just gonna breeze over that.
And there, you know, I had Rex
on my team, and he's just taking guys down with a shotgun left and right.
Have you haven't had a problem with their pathfinding?
Not to an extent.
See, that was the biggest problem I had was pathfinding, because I would run ahead because I like to run and go through the levels fast, and like I would turn around and they were just gone.
Right.
I'm like, where the hell did they go? And I look on the map, and they're like, back here running into a wall.
Yeah, I did have that happen once. The problem I had wasn't them running into a wall. It was that they just stayed in one place. They wouldn't move.
I've had that too.
So I had to like command them with the little arrow.
Yeah.
And until they caught up to me, and then they were able to go. But as far as actual like decision making in combat, I haven't had any problems with the AI at all. But, once again, that's just my experience. I don't doubt that anybody else had issues. That's pretty much it.
That's it.
I played a lot of that yesterday, so...
Well, it's a good time to catch up.
Tomorrow.
It's a good time to catch up this time of year.
So, but Future Fondling,
let me guess.
MLB The Show. Definitely, for sure.
Dun, 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 dun.
And jury's still out on God of War. I want to play it real bad. I do. Can you do PSP games over GameFly?
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
See, that might be the better option.
For a 4-hour game?
Yeah, because from what I understand, if it's true that it's only about 4.5 hours long, you know, $40 is a lot of money to spend for 4.5 hours. That's a lot of money to spend for 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
As much as I love God of War, I mean, you're talking... The PSP version is only $10 cheaper than the PlayStation 2 versions were. And granted, the PlayStation 2 versions weren't, you know, War and Peace.
No.
But
no,
they were, at least, they were at least 7 to 8 hours long.
Yeah.
You know, so $10 less for half the time is...
It is a lot to ask, especially since it's a handheld game.
Right.
I mean, if it was $30, I think handheld games should be $30.
Right.
I think console games should be $50, and I think every downloadable game should be $5 or $10.
Right.
I mean, that's just the pricing structure I'm used to, and when it's higher than that, it bothers me.
Right.
And PSP is very guilty of that with the $40 games.
Yeah, like half, at least half of the new PSP games are $40.
You're talking PSP games are as much as PS2 games are right now. Like, new PS2 games are $40.
Yeah.
I mean, you're charging the same for a handheld bite-sized version, and that doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
I'm looking forward to Crisis, Final Fantasy Crisis Core, and it's $40.
Yeah, but I bet it'll be longer than 4 hours.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I heard that with Final Fantasy, if you fly through it, you can beat it in like 12 hours, but if you take your time and like discover a bunch of stuff, take you about mid-20s.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're playing an RPG, you're going to want to take your time and discover stuff anyway. It's an
action-adventure game.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's action. Yeah.
Oh, see, I know nothing about Final Fantasy, so I haven't been following it. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Cool.
So, but anyway, other than that, I mean, I don't know. I guess Smash Brothers doesn't really qualify as... This week, although I probably won't have it before.
I have that noise. It kind of. Yeah. It comes out on Sunday, so we probably won't play it before we record the show. So,
right.
I mean, we're still looking forward to it this week.
Yeah.
So, and other than that, I mean, I think that wraps it up, to be honest.
All right, Mr. Conwell, we finally got back around to you, so are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so what's been fondling you this week?
All right.
Besides pounding men.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you for that pantomime of burping.
Alrighty then. On the portable front, on the PSP, I played some Pata 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 Pong.
Nice. Did you play the demo or the full version?
Here's the thing.
snap.
I picked up the full version.
Right.
But I never played through the demo.
Gotcha. So you played the demo first.
Yeah.
Good work.
And I still have to play my full retail version.
Gotcha.
It's a good game. It's pretty sweet. I do see a little bit of a flaw in its design, and that is it's not very casual friendly.
No, it's not at all.
That's my biggest thing with the show is it's not casual friendly as far as a lot of it goes. Right. But.
Yeah. Because with Patapon, you can't even pause it.
No, you can't pause it mid-level.
Yeah, and the stages can last up to 10 minutes.
Right.
And not only can't you pause it, but it's the type of game that requires your utmost attention.
Yeah.
So, I understand that you can't, like, save it, but you can't pause?
No, you can't
you
pause
cannot,
in the middle of the level.
You cannot pause.
Because it's all based on rhythm. So, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2,
Yeah, but
three,
I can
four.
Pause Guitar Hero.
Yeah, you can. but...
I have never heard of such a thing of a game that you cannot pause.
Nope, you cannot pause it.
You cannot pause Patapon.
I'm surprised nobody has talked about this yet, because that is the most asinine decision I've ever heard in my life.
You can't pause it. You can turn your PSP into sleep, and then turn it back on, and it'll start you in the middle of the level again. Just
yeah,
like
but by the time
game,
you get your PSP to go into sleep, you've already lost part of the game. Yep. There's a pause button. Oh my god, that blows my mind.
No pause. and the missions are between 5 to 10 minutes long.
It's not the kind of game like it's funny that it's on a portable system because it's not a portable game at all. You can't like you have to have headphones plugged into it to play. At least if you don't, it will be incredibly difficult. You can't pause. It requires your utmost attention. It really, to be completely honest, as much as I love the game, it really probably should have been a PlayStation Network release, or you know, it should have had a home console release, because it's not the kind of game that you can, like you said, it's not the kind of game that you can just, you know, pick up and play while you're on your way.
Yeah,
to
that's the definition of a portable game, is to just be able to pick up and play.
So
that's interesting.
That's a big flaw in the design, in my opinion.
Right.
Even though it's got some great ideas.
Right.
I mean, it's like the next evolution of like rhythm based games.
Right.
You know, but
and it's incredibly addictive too.
It is.
You mentioned, because once you play one level, it's very hard to stop playing. So, which also makes it not very good for a portable
game. Yeah. Exactly.
But
can you say awesome. Battery drain?
Yeah.
With a PSP, what do you get, about 10 minutes out of the game?
Pretty much. But, I played that, and on the Nintendo DS, I picked up, I've already had, but I picked up playing Atrian Odyssey again. And, dude, that is a freaking hardcore RPG, man.
Is it?
Hardcore. Enemy parties can kill you. Just regular enemies. Like, with no problem.
Really?
Yeah. And don't get me started on the bosses.
Don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started. It's crazy. I really like Atrian Odyssey because it's a first-person RPG. On the DS.
It's very interesting.
It's got really good music, man. I love the music. It's soothing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's got a soothingness to it. And it's done by Yazu Kashiro, which I'm a big fan of. He did a lot of 16-bit music back in the like Genesis and Super Nintendo era. And he also did TurboGrafx. He was the composer for Wise Book 1 and 2. I mean, it's called Ease. Sorry about that.
The Book of Ease.
The Book of Ease, Book 1 and 2 for TurboGrafx. He did the music for that. And he did the music for Actorizer 2. And he did
Actorizer had great music.
Yeah, and he did the music for Streets of Rage, the trilogy. And
I'm just laughing because was it you that was it was EB Games, working at EB Games with me at the time when the guy came in and said something about Wise, and the other kid in the store was like going off on him because it was called it. Telling me that it was Ease. Maybe it was. Maybe you weren't working.
It might not have been me, but I've heard things like that of just people going off because they pronounce it wrong.
Right?
Is it really such a travesty?
Some guy was asking about it, and this kid, one of the lurkers at anybody who's ever shopped at a GameStop or an EB knows about the lurkers. One of the lurkers went off on him about how it's called Ease and not Wise.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
I mean, I find myself guilty of that, of like correcting people when they say something wrong. But I think it's funny when like people just go off about
it. Yeah, like he was upset about it.
Like you insulted his.
It was
religion.
Like Ease was his mother.
Like when people call it anime and they're like, "No, it's actually pronounced anime." That's the typical American mistranslation. It's not called anime. It's anime, and it's manga. Okay, shut up.
If somebody said that to me, I would break something over their head.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
There's probably some guy out there right now who's going to come and kill me now. But anyway, continue on.
But yes, Atrian Odyssey, pretty sweet. And let me see here. Xbox 360.
Tree City.
Played some more of N+.
N+.
Nice.
Have you got to the brick wall yet? Oh, which, by the way, I wanted to tell you... the developer of N Plus emailed me about your review, and it wasn't because it was bad. Relax. He didn't come up, what the hell's wrong with that guy? He didn't know what he was talking about. He actually emailed because I had the wrong developer listed for the Xbox 360 version because I couldn't find the 360 version's developer.
Oh, okay.
So he emailed me and had me correct that, and had me correct the logo because I had the wrong logo. But he said he wanted to say that he appreciated the great review and he loves the fact that you enjoyed the game so much.
Nice.
Why, so, if he's listening, thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I didn't want to freak you out there like the developer email and said, listening. What the hell's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah.
He ain't listening.
He's sitting there listening right now going, I am too. I will punch that wombat in the face.
Yeah.
Maybe you punch me in the face with an impossible to dodge homing missile. No, N Plus is all.
So you haven't got to the brick wall yet?
No. I've just been playing casual.
I hate the fact that it has turned me off from playing the game because I got to 2 points in the game where it's just like, oh my god.
You know what I seriously want to do in that game?
Make levels?
Yes.
Me too. I do. I want to make my own levels. I think that would be so much fun.
It's
so time-consuming to go in and make your own levels, you know? And
it is.
You sit down and you're like, oh, I want to make a level, but I don't want to spend, 20 minutes making it. So,
yeah.
Same way I was with Forza. Like, oh, I want to make this badass car, but I don't want to spend 4 hours making this car.
I had no problem.
And I loved making the cars in Forza.
Yeah, I know you did. I mean, I really want to make levels in N Plus. It's like the only thing that I haven't exploited yet. I mean, I love that game.
Speaking of making stuff, I forgot to mention in my fondling that I downloaded what I mentioned last week on the podcast, the Fun program, the PHUN, that I was talking about last week, where it's similar to Little Big Planet, where you can draw blocks and they all have real physics attached to them and. You can do different stuff with it, and it's even deeper than I thought it would be, and it's freaking awesome. But don't download it unless you're prepared to spend 2 hours doing absolutely nothing but playing with blocks and watching them fall over. There's so much stuff to do. You can set. I was telling these guys before the show started. You can draw a box, draw two circles next to it, and put center hinges on it so they act like wheels. And you can set it up to control on the arrow keys, so you can use the arrow keys to move this little car that you just built back and forth. I made it go up ramps, and you can make a chain, and you can make it drive across a chain. It looks like it's driving across like a rope bridge or whatever.
That's pretty sweet.
I drew a golf club, put a hinge in it in the middle of the sky, set it up to control on the arrow keys, drew a tee, put a ball on top of it, swung the club with the arrows, and it knocked the ball off. You can make like a pinball. You can set up two flippers to control on the arrow keys and draw like a thing and drop a ball from the top and play pinball with it. You can draw a couple boxes and you can attach springs, so you can have like a gun where you pull back a spring and it shoots a block like all the way across the screen. It's
interesting.
It's very, very fun. Definitely, everybody, Google Fun, PHUN, and download it right now.
Oh, yeah.
While you're listening.
Don't
I'm downloading mine right now.
Unless you're at work.
Right.
Don't do it. Patapon.
You know what I find?
Or you're buying Patapon.
Yes.
You know what I find interesting? There's been a lot of games and applications coming out lately that is based around making games.
Yeah, there has been.
You know, I mean... It seems like there's going to be a new evolutionary jump in gaming in the future, where everything is customizable.
Yeah, self-developed.
I think this year is going to be the year of the bite-sized gaming.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that this year is going to be the year of like tons of XBLA, PSN, micro games. I think and WiiWare. Which, did you see the latest WiiWare game announcement? Not to pull too much from news, but
No. The
Major League Eating Contest is a WiiWare exclusive game.
Next.
Oh, why is that exclusive? So, who cares?
You want achievements for eating 45 hot dogs?
Do you imagine what they could do with the power of the PlayStation 3 and the 360?
Hot dog eating? All right, continue on with your fondling.
You didn't sense the sarcasm. Do I need to put a / sarcasm
yes,
after that?
Yes, yes. I don't understand anything but the internet's lingo.
But anyway...
So, yeah, sorry to jump in on your fondling, but I wanted to mention that before I forgot again.
That's quite all right. That's
continue all right. on. Continue on.
Yeah, I also played some more... Res HD.
I saw that. You beat the second level.
I beat the third level as well.
Wow, I didn't see that. You got the second and third level.
I discovered that I was playing the game wrong.
How were you playing the game wrong?
Because I was just pushing the button.
Oh no, you hold it down to get the combos.
Yeah. I didn't discover that until later, and I was like, oh, okay, it's a lock-on device.
That's because the game doesn't have any sort of, like, tutorial, so if you don't know Rez, then you don't know how to play it.
It's like Mass Effect just throws you into the
Exactly.
It does have a tutorial, but it's extremely bare bones. Once I knew how to play it, I got into the groove, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Did that. And,
yeah. Oh, D-Light. Yeah. Thank you.
D-Light took over my phone for a second.
But yeah, I got to the fourth level, and oh man, it is such a fantastic game.
I've heard you haven't actually played Rez until you make it to the fifth level.
That's what I heard. And that's
the last level. That's it.
I'm anticipating the fifth level. Because if it's like the main reason to play, then it must be something.
Yeah.
Something incredible. But I've been playing Rez HD, and I also played the a demo. There I go with the demos again. Of what's that game? It's called Trigger Heart.
See, I am gonna have nothing to talk about once he gets to me. Trigger Heart Excelica.
Oh, yeah, I downloaded that. Trigger Heart, like the automatic download, but I didn't play it.
Yeah, I played it.
It's pretty good. I mean,
it's like Raiden.
It's Raiden anime style.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's goofy, though.
Yeah.
Like, the character's goofy. Like, the one you get to pick in the demo is, like, and she's just goofy looking. She looks like a giant transforming, like, anime girl.
Yeah, she's an anime girl transformer.
It's goofy looking. And the screen is killing me. I'm sorry, but the screen is killing me.
Yeah, but, well, I mean,
I understand it because it's a vertical shooter, and that's the way vertical shooters were made.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but I would just like to stretch it. I wouldn't care if I stretched it. You know, I would like. I don't know if it's an option in the final game, but the screen is literally like maybe what 30% of your screen.
It's the middle third of the screen.
Yeah, it's ridiculously small.
Yeah, so it was definitely not made for widescreen in mind.
No.
When they created the
game.
Could
I flip my TV sideways and then flip the screen?
Yeah, with a 55-inch, that'd be a little bit tough.
It'd be a task.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be too safe. But which also, you know, when Ikaruga finally comes out, it's going to be the same way.
Yeah, but Ikaruga on the GameCube, you could stretch it. So
true.
As long as I can stretch it, I don't care.
And also with Ikaruga, you could actually turn
flip
the
it.
Game
yeah.
sideways
yeah.
and play it as a
horizontal shooter,
which should be an option in any. I think any shooter should have the option to flip it for horizontal or vertical.
Yeah, especially a vertical shooter that's shot in that
right.
like crazy ratio.
Yeah, but I played that and I thought it was really good. Not quite great, but it was really good. And another game I played was Lost Odyssey.
Still after 3 weeks, still playing.
Dude, I'm gonna be playing for a long time. I'm playing casually, like a couple hours here and there. I finished disc one. I'm on disc two now.
It's only two more to go.
Yeah, only two more to go. I got the achievement for finishing disc one, 125 gamer score instantly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that for each disc you finish.
Each disc, 125 points. That's,
wow.
It's awesome.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Wish Blue Dragon would have given me that.
No doubt.
But
I wish most games would give you 125 points for doing something as simple as finishing one disc. It's like finishing a fourth of the game.
Yeah.
So.
But with Lost Odyssey, I really like it all, but it's got its flaws. Namely, the biggest flaw, in my opinion, is... Okay, there's two big flaws. One flaw is enemies level up with you.
Yeah, the level enemy leveling, yeah.
Like Oblivion?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Oblivion.
That's annoying.
And the thing is, if you're lost in one of the stages, or, you know, if you're treasure hunting, if you're trying to find all the treasure, dude, you're leveling up is unavoidable. Unless you run away from every battle.
Right.
You know? So, that's one thing that I don't really like about it. And the other thing I don't like about it is the boss battles. Dude, I played a boss battle at the end of Disc 1 that you have to know. You have to know a formula. Like, a very specific formula to get past this boss. You know, and if you don't know everything, like, all the instructions and when to do what and how to do it, you will die. And so, basically, if you want to play the game and not continue, like, 50 times in a boss, you have to have the strategy guide. You just have to. I mean, granted, I know there's a lot of people there that says, oh, you're a wimp, you're a noob if you play RPGs with a strategy guide. Well, you know something? I don't want to fight the same boss 10 times in order to discover the formula to beating them.
That's my thing about, like, with video games, when people call you a noob because you use, like, a strategy or a tip or something, and I'm just like, you know, I'm sorry that I don't find enjoyment in doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over.
Or getting frustrated trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing.
Because I quit playing games at that point. I'm like, you know, if this game's going to be like this, I'm just not going to play it. I'm going to go play something else.
Now, there's a difference between the person who, as soon as they sit down with a game, they're reading from the strategy guide the whole time they're playing.
Word for word, yeah.
Right. But if you spend an hour trying to figure something out and you don't go use a strategy guide because you feel like you're a noob if you do, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
you might as well just go use a strategy guide, get past that part so you can go back to enjoying the game.
I know how I am. I'll sit there and I'll play it 3 or 4 times. Yep. And after that third or fourth time, I just can't figure out what's... If I can figure it out and I just can't do it, then there's no reason to go read it.
Right.
But if I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes and I'm like... Like with Uncharted, for example, the final boss, I kept doing the logical thing.
Right.
I thought was going to do it and it wouldn't work. So I started trying to do other things. After 10 times, I'm like, you know what? I just need to go look. So I went and looked, and I'm like, it is the logical thing. I'm just not doing it fast enough.
Right.
I'm like, okay, good. I got you now. So,
I'm stubborn. Man, if something beats me, I can't look. I have to beat it myself.
That's why there's a hole in your wall.
Well, yes.
I just don't, it becomes
personal.
I don't play video games for frustration. I play them for enjoyment and entertainment, and I'm not going to sit here and be mad at a game, because I'll just quit playing it. I will. That's how I am. I mean, if I can't figure out how to do it, I'll go look it up.
So you quit playing altogether. You won't come back at like 2 hours
I'll come back
later
if I can't. You know, like for instance, Soldier of Fortune. I was playing that at one point, and I got to this escort mission, which is my favorite thing in the freaking world.
I hate those.
And I'm walking out into the jungle, and the guy just keeps getting killed. So I'm like, okay, what the hell am I supposed to do? So I just keep doing it. He keeps dying no matter what I do. I can tell him to stay here, go out and kill all the guys, and then it's like, oh, some guy back there killed him. I'm like, there was nobody back there.
Right.
So I just got frustrated and stopped for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But Lost Odyssey, I mean, even though there's a couple things I don't like about the game, everything else I love. I love the graphics. I love the characters, storylines, the battle system, the ring system, it's a great game.
Did you agree with Professor Chaos's score?
What did he give it?
8.5.
Kind of, sort of. I'd probably 8.5 to me is actually a tad low.
Wow.
I would, but then at the same time, 9.0 would be a tad too high.
So you'd need like an 8.8.
Yeah, so to me, it'd be like an 8.8.
So on our scale, what would you have given it?
On our scale?
Yeah. We only do 0.5s.
We only do 0.5s. Would you have given the 8.5, or would you have given it the 9?
You know, I probably would have... I agree with Professor Chaos.
Give the 8.5?
Yeah. It's really good. It just has a couple of flaws, but...
So another great Microsoft first-party published game that they won't get any credit for.
Pretty much.
I hate to sound bitter about that, but I was reading somebody the other day that listed all of Microsoft's first-party games. And granted, you got some shit on there that is not top-tier, like Tenchu and Kingdom Under Fire and, you know, Fusion Frenzy 2. You know, there's some shit on there. But then you go down their AAA titles, and you look at Mass Effect, and you look at Halo, and you look at, Lost Odyssey, and you see Blue Dragon, and you see all these games, and you're like, you hear people talking about how they're not a good first-party publisher this gen. I'm like, what are we missing? Cameo was a good game. Perfect Dark is a decent game. It's not a AAA title. Gears of War.
I actually like Tenchu on
360. I like Tenchu, but I mean, it's not a AAA title. No. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, like, but Perfect Dark's not a AAA title, but it's still a good title. You know, like, they've published a couple games, Vampire Reign, which we won't talk about.
Yeah. But, That pretty much is my fondling and my future fondling. It's all about the Smash Brothers, man. It's
all about the Smash.
Yeah, that's going to be the next purchase. And
are you going to look forward to Emoticon chatting online? I'm sorry, I'm so bitter about Nintendo's communication.
To text messaging in Mario Kart?
Yeah, that's all it is, and it's not even in-game.
Right.
It's just in the lobby, and you can't use a keyboard.
Well, it's the Wii. What do you expect?
I expect Nintendo to stop trying to hold my hand while I'm online.
You know what I expect from Nintendo when it comes to online?
What's that?
Pretty much nothing. Actually, I'm expecting them to step up and advance their system and graduate to using Morse code.
Nice.
Yeah, use Morse code to speak to each other. That would be awesome. That would be like an improvement over what they're doing now.
Wow, you're not bitter.
But
well, it's just Nintendo's online options are pathetic
at this point. Yeah, but the user base.
The user base.
It's grown up. They need to grow up with it.
Of course they do, but they continue to think that these child predators are going to go out there and kill people in Mario Kart.
You can't honestly think that they think that.
That's their reasoning. They don't want people online talking to strangers.
That's their official
reason. Oh, so Nintendo's acting like my mommy.
Yeah.
Holding your hand. I play 360. I don't give a shit. Let's step up your game.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That sounds
like I'm old enough to make my own decisions.
We ain't ever going
to
get no love from Nintendo.
Nintendo doesn't love us.
But Nintendo doesn't love anybody.
Who you can't speak to. Right. Oh, for crying out loud. This is just getting ridiculous.
Thing is, Nintendo doesn't love any of the media at all.
What are they trying to save us from?
Wait, did you just refer to us as the media? That's awesome.
We are the media.
That's awesome. But, I just don't think
can you blame why they hate
I don't either because I'm so like, I guess we're too humble about it.
Right.
We don't expect people like, did you notice the comment last week when we had the interview with Ben Brinkman from MLB? They're like, ooh, look at you, stepping up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really think about it. I'm just like, I'm excited that we get to do things like that. You know?
They hate the media because of we tell it how it is.
No, they hate the media because it's Nintendo. They just don't care. They don't have to care.
Right.
Well, they make so much money. Maybe they should start caring. Who the hell do they think they are telling us?
They're Nintendo.
Oh, like they own the world.
And a company that's been around for 120 years.
And they have Pokemon.
And they own the world. Right. That's fine.
And you know what else they are? They're like the second most powerful company in Japan.
Oh, that's good for Japan. Congratulations on that.
Second to Toyota.
You're so bitter about Nintendo.
Which means that Nintendo makes more money than Nissan. And all these other companies that doesn't give them the right
to tell us what we can and can't do. Oh, no, they're trying to save us from child
predators. If you're playing on their system, they can tell you what you can and can't do.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
trying to save us from child predators. Child, think about that.
They're trying to save kids from you.
Snap.
But I am not a child predator. Thank you so much.
No, but I wouldn't want my 3-year-old playing online with you, with that mouth of yours.
The news and views.
But see that
I only go on a rant when something.
But see, that's why I have my parental controls enabled.
Well, and that's why you put parental controls. But
you know what I would be concerned about? A predator stalking Killer Wolverine.
You know what I would be concerned about?
Yeah.
I would be concerned about some of the creepy ass people that hang out at the video game stores where Nintendo sells their system.
Oh.
Yeah, those guys creep me out too.
This is awful.
All right, so does that wrap up your future fondling before we go off on too much of a Nintendo tangent?
Smash Brothers and the other game in the near future I want to pick up is Wild Arms XF for the PSP.
Cool. Alright, so I guess since everybody has like stripped everything I played, I'll just mention it and run it down because I don't really need to talk too much about it. But I actually went back and I played some Stuntman. I was just sitting there and I'm like, what do I want to play? I'm like, I just finished this, I just finished that. I'm like, do I want to start a new game now? I just want to play something quick. So I threw in Stuntman and did a couple of scenes. I forgot how good that game is. It disappoints me now that they've canned it. And I played Halo 3 a little bit this week, playing through on Legendary, co-op with Mr. Wolverine there, doing a level at a time. It takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours with two people per level. I mean, it's hard.
Yep.
Played a lot of the club. A lot of the club.
There is no one online.
And it's sad because we get online and search for games and there's nobody playing.
No one.
Like, zero people are playing.
And so it's not even, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's
no, early. Like you start at like midnight, and there's nobody. Like if you get on Gears of War at midnight, there's like thousands of people right. playing. We're like searching for games on the club. There's nobody there. So it's just me and him like climbing up the leaderboards by ourselves. We're like, woo, watch us go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the ridiculous. And there's so many fun game types online. Yeah. Like there's a base defend. Just like all the crazy games that are like tower defense, like the games are coming out. There's literally a game like that where you could throw like four guys in this little base, and then four guys come at them, and they got to try to stop them. I mean, they've got Hunter Hunted, where it's like a giant game of tag, where there's one guy that everybody's chasing, and it's really fun. I mean, there's so many like cool things about that game online. It's so fun online, and nobody's playing it. Like
it's a shame.
Five people own this game.
Yeah, it's a shame because it's a good game.
It's really fun. It's really fun online. I mean, I can't stress enough how fun that game is online. I can't stress enough how fun just that game is, but the problem is, it's one of those games that for $60, you're not getting anything but what you see.
Yeah, right.
It's what you see is what you get. You're going to run, you're going to shoot people, and you're going to score combos.
Which is nice. That's a nice change of pace.
There's no story. No. There's nothing. Just run and shoot.
Nice change of pace.
So, disappointed a little. Nobody's online playing, but it's still fun. And then the only new game I picked up this week was Lost Via Domus, if that's how you pronounce it. I don't know how you pronounce it. But I'm a really, really big fan of the show. I love the show. Watch it every week.
Yeah.
Seen every episode. If I was not a fan of the show, I so would be pissed that I spent $60 on this game.
That good, huh?
I mean, it is just like an interactive episode with horrible voice acting for the most part. Like, because they didn't even get the people from the show to do most of the voices, so there's some really terrible voice. Like, Sawyer's voice is just, he's like, how's it going there, Freckles? I mean, it's bad.
Where does it sit in the series?
It starts at the beginning, but it continues up through, I forget how far
it
goes.
Oh, so it's not like you have to watch season one, play the game, watch season two, like little...
No. The game assumes you have seen everything. That you have seen everything that's in the show. Because
so you gotta be a fan.
You gotta be a fan, and they'll throw in little things here and there. I mean, the graphics are okay.
How's Hurley?
He's funny, because it's not him either. But he says dude every other word. It's like, hey, dude.
Hey,
dude.
Dude.
Dude. Dude. Dude. He's like my favorite character in the show, but his voiceover's terrible.
Is that the big guy?
The huge guy, yeah.
Yeah.
The game is like, it literally is like an interactive episode, and what's cool about it is, at the beginning of each episode, they'll do like this little cutscene, and then you'll see the intro just like you're watching the show, and then and then you have a flashback like they have in every episode, and then and it's broken up into episodes. So there's six episodes throughout the game, and when you get to episode two, it'll actually come on and go previously on Lost, and it'll show what you did in the last episode.
That's
kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Some of the dialogue's pretty goofy, and you spend a lot of time collecting coconuts and trading them for torches. I mean, that's the currency.
Is it like an action?
It's like
an adventure game? What
I've played so far is all adventure puzzle.
No, really?
I mean,
so it feels like a PC game.
But is it?
It feels very much like a PC game.
Wait, is it? But is it? Like is a third person where you control a specific character? Is it like Myst where it's like
no, it's third
screen?
Person. Like okay. it's on the Ghost Recon engine.
Gotcha.
It's but you just run around as this guy and you're like picking up stuff. You talk to people. You do trades. If you don't watch the show, don't listen to this. If you don't want to know spoilers, so cut us off now.
Spoiler alert.
But like the smoke monster that's in the show, like you'll see that and you gotta hide from it, or you'll talk to different characters in the show and they'll give you clues and you'll get little pieces of the story here and there. Like you run into one of the main characters, which his name's Ben. You run into him in episode two, which in the series you don't see him like till towards the end of season one, beginning of season two, and then you find out who he is.
Gotcha.
So I mean, there's a lot of intertwining stuff. The only thing that's kind of weird is that you're playing somebody that is not in the show. You're playing a completely new character. So that's kind of weird. And I found a dead polar bear in the cave.
Sweet.
Which, if you don't watch the show, that didn't make any sense. But there's apparently polar bears on this island.
Gotcha.
It's very weird. So, but, I mean, if you love the show, you're going to pay $60 for a little bit more of it.
It's kind of like the box set that never was.
I mean, kind of. I mean, I've heard it's not very long. Like, I'm two episodes in, and I've only played about a half hour. I mean, if you you know, you average that out, you're looking at, like, about 4 or 5 hour game.
Yeah.
So
once again, that's a lot for $60.
It is a lot for $60. I mean, you know, honestly, like I said, if I wasn't as big a fan of the show as I am, I would be so pissed that I paid that much money for it. But since I am a big fan of the show, it kind of makes up for it. So, if you're not a fan of Lost, you have no interest in Lost, don't buy this game.
Okay. That works.
And if you don't care, buy it on the PC. Because it's $30.
Really?
Why is it $30 on the PC? Because
PC games, that's just how PC games work.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, PC games are just cheap. I mean, it just comes down to the fact of whether or not you want to sit in front of a PC and play it, not get achievements, you know, hope that your system runs it, all right. those factors. So.
Yeah.
But if you can run it, and you're a big fan of Lost, and you don't have a console, you can play it on the PC. It's $30.
That's quite the price difference.
It is. It's a huge price difference. Yeah. And then the only other thing I played this week was I played Trigger Heart Excelica.
Yeah.
I just played the demo, though, so I really enjoyed that. And then I played some more Poker Smash, which I still think everybody needs to play that game.
You got 800 points for me? I'll buy it.
Do I look like the Salvation Army?
Yeah.
I'm not handing out Microsoft points. I don't even have enough to buy Trigger Heart right now, so let it go.
I don't have enough to buy that either.
Well, I can't help it. You need a job.
I do. Give me a job.
Anyway.
Need to get yourself a job.
But I think that wraps up my fondling. So, hopefully, and then my future this week. Yeah, I got to talk about my future. I'm very excited that hopefully I will get to play Frontlines. I will hopefully get that this week. I will hopefully get Army of Two this week. I will hopefully get Bully this week. And I'm very much looking forward to Smash Brothers on the weekend.
So, the one for sure you will be getting Smash Brothers on.
I will be getting Smash Brothers for sure. I'll be getting Bully for sure. Hopefully, Army of Two and maybe
I will
Frontlines.
Be here Sunday to play that because I don't have a Wii. So
I don't have a Wii. Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, we're going to go into the news. So, Mr. Wombat, if you would be so kind to introduce today's brought to you by, which is from Don't Panic from the forums.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Star Radio program brings you News Quiggies. Brought to you by Pawn, Pawn, Patter, Pawn, Patter. Patter, patter, pawn, chaka, chaka, patter, pawn, 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 don, da, don, don, don. Don. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
People were paying to hear you say that.
Oh,
man.
That was good.
Yes, I added a few in there.
So I noticed
like
that.
Doesn't look like he got the don don drum yet.
Oh,
so.
He didn't get the don don drum, see? All right. First up in the news is the it's kind of like a big one. Phil Harrison has left Sony. The face of Sony has left. He is gone. Very much the same as Peter Moore left Microsoft.
Right.
So what's next? Is Reggie going to resign?
Probably not.
No.
He's Reggie.
But then again, you didn't think Phil Harrison would.
No, that's true.
And you didn't think Peter Moore would.
That's true.
No.
I mean, so.
What's he pursuing now?
Phil Harrison is mad. Or you mean Peter Moore?
No, no.
Phil Harrison, they didn't really say. There was a rumor he was going to Atari, but...
Yeah, but I think that kind of blew up.
That'd be like jumping on the Titanic as it was sinking.
Right.
I mean... But Phil Harrison leaving Sony, I think, is... I read somewhere that he's not happy about...
He wasn't happy because he felt like Sony should be concentrating on the casual gaming market.
Yeah.
And picking up sales in the casual gaming market. And they were apparently... there were some plans to go ahead with some of that stuff, and the higher ups at like he had put some stuff together, or somebody had put some stuff together, and the higher ups at Sony Japan said no, we're not going that way.
Yeah.
He was frustrated by it. So
well, I can't blame him, but I don't know that leaving is going to solve anything.
Right.
Like I wouldn't give up that kind of job. No. You're crazy.
But then again, I mean. A guy with his name can go to any company.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to.
Yeah. So he'll be the new face of Microsoft very soon. Just
you
wait.
Think so?
Oh, just wait.
He'll go somewhere big.
Because you know,
big.
Jeff Bell isn't exactly doing the best job over there, and Don Matrick hasn't done anything yet. So maybe by E3, we see a little Phil Harrison.
Who knows?
Going on over to Microsoft.
Still working on a novel?
Still working on a novel? All right, next up. This was a big one over the weekend. This actually happened while we were doing the show last week, but Take-Two... has rejected EA's $2 billion offer up front.
Thank God.
But it is still on the table.
I know, it's still
EA is still trying to buy Take-Two.
Yeah, Professor Chaos seems to think that they're going to try the stockholder method.
I don't know that... See, the thing with Take-Two is they're going to get bought at some point. Because the Grand Theft Auto license runs out very, very soon. So Take-Two is going to Take-Two is going to lose that. From Rockstar. And then you look at the sports games. It was the college game that was canceled this year.
Yep.
The new one. It's been canceled because EA is pretty much
dominating that.
Just dominating the collegiate form, and they're actually talking about going to an exclusive deal on that.
Yep.
So right now, the only thing 2K owns third party exclusively is baseball.
Right.
I mean, their basketball still does really well. So you think if EA buys this, guess how many sports games you're going to get a year? Uno.
Yeah.
Yep. Uno. So it'd be very interesting to see where this goes. I know EA really wants this.
Right.
They really want to buy Take-Two.
You know
what
EA wants, EA will eventually get.
But then does EA go back up on top over Activision, Blizzard, Vivendi?
One would think, yeah.
Jesus. I mean, yeah. There's only going to be two companies.
Right.
At some point. Activision some point. And EA.
Yep.
That will be it. All right.
You better like what you get served.
Wow, I really spelled that wrong. But Capcom announced that Rocketman is going to be this week's...
Rocketmint.
Yeah, I put a T on it. Rocketman will be this week's Xbox Live and PSN game.
Really?
I don't know what that is.
It looks really good. It's like a little overhead shooter.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's from Capcom, and I personally, Capcom's been on a roll lately.
Yeah, they have.
So,
oh, yeah.
I'm very excited to see their new XBLA game. So that's this week's XBLA game. Sagat and Balrog have been confirmed for Street Fighter 4 after some videos showed up on YouTube of them being in the game.
Sagat makes me very happy.
Balrog, I really don't
care. Yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of his, but
yeah.
Sagat's my second favorite character in Street Fighter mythos. So.
I love Sagat, so I'm very excited now that we can have the Ryu Sagat showdown once again. But as we mentioned earlier, this continues to feel like Street Fighter 2 EX.
Right.
It just continues to feel like a remake of Street Fighter 2.
I have a feeling, though, that they're going to start announcing a lot of new characters.
I would love to see that.
I think they want to try and get all the familiar characters out of the way first so people know that they're in the game, so people can sort of rest their fears that their favorites will be in the game, and they'll start announcing a lot of the new characters.
Yeah, like Guile and Chun-Li, they're fan favorites.
Right.
Well, he said that there were going to be a lot more women in the game because if you remember the original 12 World Warriors, there was only one.
One.
Yeah. And they've only announced one new one, so I don't think that's a lot.
I have a feeling Cammy will make the cut.
Cammy?
Yeah.
Probably. She was in Turbo.
Right.
So, I mean. All right, next up.
As long as T-Hawk doesn't make it in.
T-Hawk's coming. So is DJ. Anyway.
Fei Long would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every fighter needs a Bruce Lee clone.
They do.
Yeah, exactly. One.
Every fighter does have a Bruce Lee clone, pretty much. All right, next up, for those of you who were disappointed that God of War 3 was not officially announced at GDC and all that goodness, if you open up the copy of Chains of Olympus in the back, there's the big Omega symbol with a PS3 logo in it. And it says, coming soon. So...
Yeah,
the term soon is very loose.
Every God of War game, I think, has launched. Every sequel has launched in March, hasn't it?
It's been in the middle, yeah. So we might be looking at 09, March 09.
Probably.
Well, you know what would be awesome is if we could see it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because if you're making it, can I see it?
Right, exactly.
Make it feel a little more solid.
If you're making it and it's coming out next year, how about you show us some pictures of that?
Yeah, that'd be swell. Of course, Mario Kart's coming out in like a month.
Right.
And we haven't seen much of anything on it.
That goes for Gears of War 2 as well.
Yeah, can we see some Gears of War 2?
E3's around the corner, right?
E3's in May.
Yeah.
See? I'm still thinking that they're going to push back Mario Kart.
Well, Mario Kart's not going to be out in April in America yet. It's pretty much the way it's gone is Europe is getting Mario Kart early because they're not getting Smash Brothers until God knows when.
Right.
There's no official date on it. So basically, Europe gets Mario Kart first. We get Smash Brothers first. We get Mario Kart later, they get Smash Brothers.
Is the
later.
Wii region coded?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
All right, next up, I giggled like a schoolgirl when they finally announced the official date of Metal Gear Solid 4 with a little countdown timer for June 12th, including bundles for the PS3 system coming with Metal Gear and a DualShock 3.
How much?
Like $399, or was it $394? I don't know if they've announced an official price, but it was a deal.
Right.
If the price I saw was true, it was a deal for the system and the game, and it's a limited edition Metal Gear system, which makes me very unhappy that I already own one, because I'm not going to go out and spend $400 on another system, but makes me unhappy that I can't have it. But Metal Gear Solid's coming. If you pre-order it, you will get limited access to a beta for Metal Gear Online. What sucks is, and this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life, the beta runs 2 weeks. How much data do you collect on a beta in two weeks?
2 weeks, right.
Seriously. I mean, the beta is going to need to be extended. But it is cool that you do get the beta. The way it's going to ship is Metal Gear Online ships in the box with Metal Gear Solid 4 with 5 maps, and you will be able to buy more over the internet.
All right. It's longer. A starter pack.
It's a starter pack for Metal Gear Online. But the date is official, June 12th of this year.
So. Sweet.
Disgaea 3 is coming to the U.S. on the PlayStation 3.
Nice.
So... It's officially coming to the U.S. now. Nipponichi announced that this week. So, another Disgaea game. I wonder if it's going to look any different now.
I don't know.
PS3. I know it's out in Japan.
I've seen some pictures of it. It does look better. Looks high res.
Looks PS3-ish. Does it use Blu-ray?
Probably.
Does it use Tay Power of Tay Cell? With a 3 instead of an E?
Tay Awesomeness.
Probably.
Is it Uber Leet?
It is Uber Elite. Coinciding with the Metal Gear Solid release date, we also got the release date for the DualShock 3. Hello, 6 months late. due in April. Sometime in April, the DualShock 3 will land in America for the price tag of $54.99. So $5 more than the 360 controller. $5 less than the Wiimote Nunchuck combo.
So, that's a good price.
Right in the middle.
The thing is, I could probably go to Game Junkie right now and pick it up for $5 more.
You know what? I don't think it should be. I think this is dumb because I think they should have made it 50 and dropped the 6X's down to 40.
Yeah, me too.
That's just my opinion on it. I mean, Rumble is not. It's last gen, remember? Right. But anyway, I think it's kind of shitty that they're upping the price of the control. I mean, it's not unreasonable for $55, I guess, because the Wiimote Nunchuck is motion-controlled and it's Rumble. But that's two controllers, I guess.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's debatable. I mean, I'm still going to buy one, but I think they should have brought it to 50 and the 6-axis down to 40.
Are they bringing a white version out?
I don't know. They just announced that the controller's coming out.
Because I want a white controller.
I've gotten,
you can import
sweet.
One.
Yeah.
I've seriously gotten to the point where, you know what, color doesn't really shit to me anymore.
To be honest, I don't really want a white controller because white controllers can show dirt.
Yeah, well, black controllers show a lot of dust.
True.
I think my PS3 one because I never use it. But.
Yeah, but I mean, my controllers don't really show dust because they don't really get dusty, but my systems show dust.
My PS3 is like the dustiest machine ever.
Especially, I mean, when you've got cats.
Oh,
Well, I have two cats that are mostly white, and my PS3 is like covered in white hair. It's hilarious.
All right. The only reason I put this news on here is because normally it wouldn't matter, but there is a game coming to the PS3 that was on the 360, and the reason we bring it up is because you should play this game, which is Overlord.
Yes.
Overlord is coming to the PS3, and now you have no excuse not to play it.
No excuse.
Overlord.
Anything different?
I'm sure it's going to have the expansion pack.
All the downloadable content for the 360 version is included on the disc for PS3.
Yeah. Nice. So that's the power of Blu-ray.
Power of Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah.
Power of Taycell.
The power of Taycell. Oh, by the way, did you mention MLB was short stuff on the 360?
You know, I did not.
Yeah.
It will. MLB 2K8 will be short some stuff. It's nothing...
Major.
It's,
I mean,
like
it's like some uniforms.
Alternate uniforms and some little stuff like that. It'll all be available for download.
For free.
Right, for free.
On day one.
But it won't be on the disc because of space limitations.
Yeah. So, I thought that was interesting.
Really?
That's the first game that really you need more space to fit everything on
and
one
disc.
You
know disc. What? Looking at the game...
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why.
I don't know. I don't know what's in there.
It's probably the stuff behind the
well,
scenes.
Well, to be honest with you, I think probably what's taken up a lot of the room is the trading card, the whole trading card system and the trading card minigame and all that stuff. So.
All right,
but
next
anyways,
up.
Yes, it will.
In Gears of War 2, it has been confirmed that you will fight the giant Brumac monster with the rocket launchers on his back.
Wow.
Oh, good.
So, you will get to fight that in Gears of War 2, which if you have the PC version, you already got to fight him.
Meh.
Which, don't meh. It's Gears of War. Meh. Just because you don't like it.
You know, I may have to. I will have to. If I do decide to go with the Gamefly thing, I may have to Gamefly the first Gears of War just so I can give it another chance.
You need to play it with somebody else.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
It's
you need to play it co-op.
Good.
Playing that game co-op is one of the reasons why I'm so pumped for Army 2, because that is a great experience to run through a game with like somebody else, you know, like that. It's just fun. I mean, That's really why. I don't think I've ever beaten Gears of War by myself. It's really the long and the short of it.
Nice.
So, and the same way with Halo. No, I didn't. I never got into the online mode of it. I just liked the game, the single player game, playing through co-op. I mean, it's a good game.
I can't believe you haven't played it more.
I did play it. I bought it when it first came out, and I played a little ways through it, and I couldn't really get into it. It was just, I don't know. It was like Winback.
Oh. you know what? Compared Gears of War to Winback.
Winback was good, but it's just, I don't know. I just didn't get into it as much as everybody else
that
did.
Game
but like I said,
owned my life.
If I think I'm sitting here thinking that I'm probably going to end up doing the Gamefly thing, and if I do, I will Gamefly Gears of War just to make everybody happy.
Worth it.
There you go.
And I will give it another chance.
And back to that PS3 thing. My birthday's coming up, so maybe that'd be a little present for me.
Yeah, you want
that'd
me?
That'd be nice.
I buy a Metal Gear Solid PlayStation 3 bundle pack. You will never see it. Okay, just throwing that out there.
I don't think he means from you. It'd be a nice little birthday present.
No, from the family.
My fam.
Oh, the family?
Yeah, the fam.
Because you're Italian, so the family.
Yeah, you're so big, you know.
Maybe I'll go after my family. Maybe they can give me a pass.
I'll give you an offer you can't refuse with a solid snake over there.
No, that's pretty exciting, so. And I've been looking forward to that game. Not as much as you all, but...
Nobody's looking forward to Metal Gear Solid 4 as much as I am.
I bet you're probably looking forward to it more than me.
Probably. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not looking forward to it, because I do think it looks good, but I'm, you know... I'm not the MGS. The MGS fanboy that a lot of the other people in the room are.
All right, next up. Guitar Hero 3 got a new downloadable content pack this week.
No doubt.
In the form of No Doubt.
No Doubt.
And I'm going to get so much shit for this, but I downloaded it because I love those songs. See, I'm not afraid to admit it when I can, but I...
Which songs are they?
It's Don't
Just
Speak.
A Girl.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Don't Speak, Excuse Me, Mister, and Sunday Morning, I think, are the three songs from their original album before they went to crap.
Yeah.
And I like those songs, and Excuse Me, Mister is one of the funnest songs I've played on Guitar Hero. It's a lot of chords and stuff. It's very fun.
No Spiderwebs, huh?
Maybe it is Spiderwebs. It's either Spiderwebs or Sunday
Morning.
I think it's Sunday,
Sunday Morning.
Yeah, so, but I like the pack. I do enjoy it. It's 500 points for the three songs. It's been a while since I bought. I mean, I think it was the Boston Journey Foreigner pack was the last one I bought, and I'm happy to see that the Guitar Hero is starting to get some
ramp
more DLC.
Yeah
because to seg right into the next story, which I don't know if it's next on my list, but yeah, it is the six pack this week.
Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead six pack comes to Rock Band this week. So if you need to get trucking.
You can make sure that you...
How many points?
Do your
It is 880 points.
880.
I think it's like
$10. That's a weird number.
Yeah, it's because it's 440 for three. It's 549. So for these, it'll be 1099. So it's 880 points for six songs. So $11, a little less than $1 a song. Or a little less than $2 a song.
Yeah.
So. Mm. Or you can buy them individually for $2 a piece. So. Also... This one shocked me. The new Tales game, Tales of Vesperia, exclusive to the 360, as well as a Wii version of the first one remade.
Well, it's the Wii one is a sequel to Symphonia.
I thought it was a remake.
No, it's an actual sequel, but it follows the same characters.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
It's called like Tales of Symphonia, Dawn of. Age or something like that. I probably screwed up the title.
Well, two new Tales games are coming, one for the 360 and one for the Wii.
And the newest issue of Play Magazine talks about...
Because they got the exclusive story on it, yeah.
On the 360?
And the newest issue of Play Magazine gave it a 10 out of 10.
No.
That was actually in my press release that Play had the exclusive on it, which is why we just found out about it.
And the pictures, it looks beautiful.
It looks
man.
Like Eternal Sonata. It, a lot.
But better.
Yeah, it looks better than Eternal Sonata, but it has the same art style, kind of. So.
Yeah, it looks like anime in motion. I mean, if it's moving, it'll be like anime in motion.
And the new issue of Play Magazine reviewed the article that they wrote about it and gave it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, and also...
And then they
also,
did a review of that review of the article that they wrote, and they gave that a 10 out of 10, too.
I also have to mention this.
Dave Halverson said it was the greatest experience to be had in magazine form.
No, he didn't. But I got to mention this. Also in the newest issue of Play, cover story game that I'm really, really looking forward to now. Mirror's Edge. Have you heard of it?
I've heard the name.
Yeah. It's sort of like... How can I put this? It's sort of like if you take Crackdown, intermix it with Assassin's Creed, and then make it a first-person perspective game.
Interesting.
Where the game...
Oh, is this the one where you're like jumping from building to building in first person? It looks console? Like Breakdown.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, but the graphics are like extremely awesome because you can
what system?
All of them besides the Wii, gotcha. 360.
You about said all the next gen systems, didn't you?
Yeah, I was about to say all the next gen systems, but no Wii version.
No Wii version
because it's not next gen.
Oh, listen to you.
It's next gen and waggle.
It is next gen.
It is next gen. I agree.
In my
it's
opinion,
not next gen graphically, but it's a next gen system.
Yeah, in my opinion, next gen means timeline.
Well, right. We're not going to debate what next gen means.
But
eat it. I think we already are.
Mirror's Edge looks incredible.
We'll have to check that out. Is it like futuristic or?
Yeah, it's like it looks contemporary, modern, but. It's a utopian society, so it looks really, really clean.
Nice.
All the buildings are like really, like almost marble gotcha. Looking. So it looks pseudo futuristic.
Cool.
And all of the like ladders and scaffolding are red because the main character is this woman. I think she's like a delivery person, kind of like the transporter in the transporter movies, but it's like a woman. And she's scaling up buildings and stuff. And everything that she can grab onto, like, has a really bright red color. Because they were actually comparing her to Jason Bourne from the Bourne movies.
Right.
And how he would observe everything when he would go into an environment. He would know where the exits are, know where to go.
Right.
So they were comparing her to Jason Bourne. So... I'm like, man, this sounds awesome. And there's parts where you're on top of high-rise buildings that are like hundreds of stories tall, and you can look straight down and get like a sense of vertigo and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
It looks really, really awesome. I mean, I'm sure it's really early, but...
Damn, we spent more time on that than games that are out.
No doubt.
Anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
Moving on. Next piece of news. Oh, 6 months later. Oh, it just keeps coming. Two Worlds expansion packs are coming.
Yeah. They're coming.
Two new multiplayer expansion packs for
Two
Worlds.
Maybe one of the expansion packs will let you be able to control the horse.
No. Anyway, the next three arcade games, according to the ESRB, have been rated. There's Mr. Driller.
Nice.
Mr. Driller Online.
Mr. Driller was fun,
Sweet.
Even though he looked questionable.
Also, Assault Heroes.
He did look questionable.
Assault Heroes 2.
That makes me excited.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
And the last one is Wits and Wagers, which is a trivia game where you bet money on the answer.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So, interesting.
Do you bet
no
Microsoft points?
No.
That would be interesting.
Thank
right there.
Jesus.
No dates for those?
Just they're rated, eventually. So they'll be soon. Microsoft gives up on HD DVD, marks the player down to $50. So
if they give up on it,
idiots
it's already
on
canceled.
Mass, buy
why
one.
Don't you just make it free?
Quick, run to the store and buy one now so you can watch the Matrix trilogy on Betamax. I mean, HD DVD. Anyway. If you buy this for $50, you're crazy because it's useless.
Right. Yeah, they discontinued
it's
it.
It's not useless.
Make an HD
it is
movies.
Useless because you're never going to be able to play anything on it anymore.
Yeah,
thing is, all the HD movies will probably drop down $5 and you just buy
so
a
you
whole
need
bunch
another,
of them.
You need another player and another section in your movies. Because how many Blu-rays do you buy right now?
Exactly.
Thank you. Anyway.
Hey, what? Man.
okay, whatever.
We already talked about the Mario Kart. Wii will only support text chat and not a keyboard, so taste sadness.
So eat that, says Nintendo.
Yeah. Disney announces a new Rock Band
Ultimate
game.
Ultimate Band, yeah, I
Ultimate
got that
Band.
Press release.
Yes, this is basically Rock Band with just the Wiimote or the touchpad on the DS.
Right.
It's only for the Wii and the DS. So you will pantomime some rock and roll with the Wiimote.
Yeah,
some
probably,
Disney songs. You probably
Disney
play a lot
songs.
Of Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana and some High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Yeah.
Dude, that game's going to sell like crazy.
Both of them will.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I mean, for Disney, I mean, I think it would be a pretty good experience for like family get-togethers and stuff like that.
Well, there you go. Well, we will see.
And I guarantee you to be cheaper than Rock Band.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next up, Keek, Shang Shua, and Lizard Man have been confirmed for Soul Calibur 4. We got some new screenshots up on the site. You go take a look at some screenshots of Lizard Man. I can't say his name without doing that.
Lizard Man
is coming to Soul Calibur 4. And the last
stage of history.
The stage through souls and swords, eternally told. All right, the last thing, the rumor, there's a little rumor this week, that the new MotorStorm trailer will be shown on Wednesday. So my question is it going to be is it going to look better than the CGI video they showed of the first one?
We shall see.
We shall see.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm being facetious as always, but the first video they showed for MotorStorm made me cry because they said they could really do that. And granted, MotorStorm is still probably the best looking racing game ever made.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like that video. Not even close.
Not even close.
So, but that wraps up the news. I'm excited.
Nice.
Now we're going to move into the questions. Why did it go all the way back up? I'm crazy.
Riddle me this, Batman.
All right. First comes from McGraw Gamer.
McGraw!
He says, Peter Moore left Microsoft, and then he obviously asked this before it was announced, but now Phil Harrison is leaving Sony. What do you think these bigwigs are leaving these companies? Oh yeah, Nintendo had a few key executives leave last year as well. What do you guys think?
Just like anything else, you know, people get frustrated with their job, or people get burnt out on their job, or, you know, people get opportunities elsewhere for more money, or, you know, more control.
Always about the money.
More power. So
Phil Harrison's was not about the money.
Well, right.
In his case, it's not.
And you know, it's just like anybody here. I mean, everybody gets frustrated with their job eventually, or everybody, you know, finds new opportunities. So I don't think I'm not one of the people that thinks it's doom and gloom. I think it's just, you know, a natural progression.
It's funny how they make it out to be doom and gloom of like, oh, Peter Moore's leaving Microsoft. Microsoft's going under.
Right.
The
bottom line is that in companies throughout America, not just in the gaming sector, but I shouldn't say companies throughout America, companies throughout the world, executives leave every day.
Yeah.
They transfer to new companies. They go to different positions every single day.
Promotions.
The only reason guys like Peter Moore and Phil Harrison – it's news is because they've been in the public eye.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a natural progression. I don't think there's anything deeply to be read into it.
Well, if you're not happy like he is, you just got to move on and find something that makes you happy. But if he was so passionate about it and, you know, whatever, I would have stayed and, you know, tried to make things work. If he's that passionate, if he's that passionate to leave, then maybe he should have put more effort into it.
Well, you know how people are when they make a lot of money. They get to the point where...
I don't know. I don't make a lot of money.
Yeah, for real. I don't know what it's, make a lot of money. If I was in his position, would I get frustrated? Yeah. Would I quit? Probably not.
You would.
Not necessarily.
You see, rich people, when they get to a certain level, they become eccentric, and then they start making irrational decisions.
Right.
I mean, look at Michael Jackson.
Wow.
His Neverland Valley Ranch is going up for bankruptcy auction, too.
Really?
Hey, I want to buy that ranch. It'd be awesome, man.
Which, on a completely unrelated note, I think that the Billboard is being very unfair to artists. Did you read that news story?
No.
That apparently any album that's been out for a while is no longer counted in the top 10.
Nice.
So his album was removed. It was number 2. It was removed from the top 10 because it's been out.
Nice.
And Tom Petty's album was removed because it's been out. They were trying to give newer artists more chance to
get
on the charts. I'm like, how is that even fair? So basically you're telling me that we should take WePlay off the charts because it's been out for a year now. It doesn't count anymore that it still sells 10 million copies. You know?
And thing is, about Michael Jackson, I still think he's the king of pop.
He was one of the greatest artists of all time. Don't get me wrong.
He made a couple questionable decisions.
He made a lot of questionable decisions. Yeah. Anyway,
not to plug this, but since we're talking about Michael Jackson, Jimmy Kimmel Live last night had like a best of kind of show.
Yeah.
And they had this thing where they do, they take like news clips or TV clips or whatever, and they basically unnecessarily censor them. So it sounds like whoever's talking is saying something dirty when they're not. And one of the ones they did was the clip right after he was accused the first time of molesting a child, where he said, you know, over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of children. and then blah, blah, blah. And these allegations have destroyed my family or whatever. Well, they bleeped it to where it was, over the last 15 years, I have bleeped thousands of children. And I laughed.
Oh, God.
Probably 10 Lord. Minutes. But yeah. Anyways.
All right, moving on. Next question comes from God of Time. And by the way, that picture in your avatar has had Gambus laughing signature. All day.
Oh, my yeah. God. That is the funniest thing ever. The one thing I'm wondering, though, is I'm wondering if that little girl's all right.
Yeah, because you know that looks like that's a pretty...
She got up after.
That's a pretty nasty...
Yeah, she gets up
She got up after.
If you watch the video.
Yeah. Oh, she gets
yeah.
up after?
Yeah,
oh,
she gets up.
Well, just the way she good. Lands, too. Is
and her right. mom just comes running out to... it was
wow.
The whole thing.
Bam!
Well, you know something? That made my day to know that that little girl's all right.
Yeah,
all right.
She's fine.
His question is, if the podcast crew had one wish concerning gaming, what would it be? So I'll start with you, Gamus.
One wish concerning gaming?
One wish.
One wish. Oh, man. This is like the freaking genie out of the lamp.
Well, we'll combine it with the next question, which Silfo says, following up to the previous question, what kind of realistic wishes and unrealistic wishes would you want? Like, we all want a free game, of course, but that's unrealistic. So give one realistic and one unrealistic one.
Crap.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, this is
on
real
the
tough.
Spot.
On the spot. Well, that's what these questions are for. They put right. you on the spot. We don't look at these beforehand.
I would like to have a game coming out that is 2D, two-dimensional. And, oh, by the way, something I forgot to mention in my fondling, which is also part of the answer, is I played Dishwasher. Fantastic game. Fantastic. Incredible. Okay. Now back to the wish list.
Now back to your regular schedule program.
I would want a 2D next-gen Castlevania game.
Nice.
Oh, snap.
Is that your realistic wish?
Unrealistic or realistic?
Dude, both. realistic or unrealistic, anything that will make this come into existence. I would want a 2D...
Well,
truly next gen, meaning takes advantage of next gen hardware.
Right.
Castlevania game. I would just be giddy as a schoolgirl. I'd be like, "Oh, what's up?"
Ken's Killer Instinct.
Yeah,
it's still coming. It's being announced at E3.
Yeah,
don't hold your breath.
Along with the new Castlevania,
I've been holding my breath for 2.5 years.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
that is my wish. And oh, crap! I was about ready to say something else, but that'd be another wish. But, okay, go on.
Okay.
I only got one wish.
So you had
one realistic and one unrealistic.
That was your unrealistic and your realistic.
Yeah, okay. This will be my ultra unrealistic wish. a next-gen 2D Mega Man.
Yeah, that's
stole mine.
Yeah, I really want that, too.
You stole one of mine.
I stole
your
wish.
Right. That's all right, though.
That's never going to happen.
But think
I've got
of it,
several.
But think of it this way. If it came true, it would be both of our wishes come true. Yeah.
Oh, listen to me, Capcom. Make a wish foundation.
All right. My unrealistic wish is I would love to see a 2D. See where I went with that?
That's all 2D.
HD. Marvel versus Capcom versus DC versus Mortal Kombat. Versus Guilty Gear. Versus any other fighting franchise.
Oh my god!
That game would be Samurai Showdown.
That game would be so broken.
It'd be so broken, but you know something? I'd be so there, man. I'd be so there.
Versus Killer Instinct. Versus everybody. Game.
That'd be my most anticipated game for, like, the decade.
Yes. So that's my unrealistic wish. My realistic wish, and I'm still holding out hope for this, even though it'll never happen... I want a next-gen HD 3D. We'll go with 3D.
3D?
Bushido Blade sequel that is faithful to the original.
That's
none of this Kingo crap.
See, that
one that is faithful to the original.
That would
but it's
kills.
Kingo Master of Bushido.
Shut up. Shut up. Don't you mention that name in my presence.
Yeah, for real.
But anyway, those are mine.
That Long would be one. Really nice.
That would be.
But unrealistic.
But unrealistic at the
yes.
same time.
Oh, wow. Let's see. What do I wish? Let's try real first.
Real.
Shit.
That's a good one.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
By the way, have you seen the pictures for Blue Blade?
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, the new ARC system.
You mean Guilty Gear?
Yeah.
Thing Sorry. Is, in the newest issue of Play,
oh, here we go.
There's an article, and they actually
they
compared.
Gave it a 10 out of 10.
They compared the sprites, and the sprites in Blue Blade is they're actually like double the size,
really,
and like double the resolution
of Guilty Gear.
Of Guilty Gear. So
wow,
in other words,
that's impressive.
So in other words, it's going to look freaking incredible.
And what system is that on?
Well, it's going to be arcade, and then after that, PS3
in Japan.
Cool. In Japan, so it might come to 360.
Not region coded, so
there you go.
Yeah, I might end up importing it.
I'm gonna stay simple, unrealistic. I've always went on since I was little, and all these companies making their own different systems. I would like to see one big integrated,
just one system.
See everyone's
a one system future.
The one system.
Thank
I don't
you,
want to
Mr.
see it happen, but I want it. You know, in a way, I kind of do.
Thank you, Mr. Dennis Dyack.
They made one actually. They made one that played Genesis and. Was it Super Nintendo and stuff? It's really rare. You can find it at the flea market.
Well, yeah, you know, you can actually get systems at the flea market now that are brand new, made by a company called Yobo. And it'll play. It's one system, and it's got two cartridge slots. And you can get one that plays NES and Super NES, or you can get one that plays Genesis and NES.
Yeah.
All right, well, I meant next gen, but okay.
All right, gotcha.
I don't know. I forgot what the realistic one was. Oh, don't make the next Call of Duty World War II. That's simple.
That's not realistic.
Well,
you know what?
Don't go backwards.
Here's another realistic wish, and I come with this. I'm going with another one. I come with this just because of recent watchings of trailers of this game. My realistic wish is that Too Human lives up to its hype. That's my realistic wish.
There you go.
It might.
It looks like it will.
It looks really good.
I'll tell you this. I'll
Another
be picking,
first party Microsoft game.
I'll be picking that up on day one.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't believe hype anymore, and I don't want to, because if I get myself worked up about it, it's going to suck.
Yeah, you watch one of the gameplay trailers. Just don't watch the Spear gameplay trailer, because the guy that did that sucked. But you watch some of the gameplay trailers on Game Trailers, and it looks amazing.
Well, oh, yeah.
That's why I kind of
It's Silicon Knights.
Right.
I mean, why right. anybody had any doubt about it
yeah,
in the first place?
I mean, that's my thing. I have never played a bad Silicon Knights game, so.
Yet, hopefully.
Well.
Yeah. Haven't played Too Human yet.
Yeah.
All right, I guess it's left to me. Obviously, my unrealistic wish is never going to change. It's going to be a DC game in the Crackdown engine. I want that so bad.
Hey,
so,
yeah, that might happen.
So bad.
That'd be awesome.
See, I would be like that with Marvel.
See, I just the Crackdown engine just looks like it would be a great superhero game, and put my DC characters in there, and that would be my game. I would play that for the rest of my life.
Well, I was kind of your idea. I would just leave it at Marvel versus DC.
That'd be nice.
That would be because they already
versus DC,
elaborated
that
with that
sweet.
On the comic, so
that would cause nothing but arguments about how nobody can kill Superman. Okay,
right.
That's just what it would. That would that's what it would result to.
Oh, but you can.
Now, see, we're not having stop.
Wolverine
stop.
Can his claws and kryptonite.
Just stop. Yep. Here we go. Here we go. Just stop with it, because all you got to do is light Wolverine's hair on fire and it's over. Okay.
Light his hair. Never mind.
Look at
look
at his hair. Oh. Yeah. Never mind that. All we got to do is get Magneto and. He's up against the wall for the rest of his life. There you go. I'm not getting into this geek conversation because it just goes round and round like a record, baby. Right round, round.
Wow.
All right.
You know, that is so true.
And my unrealistic wish, I guess, would be make Xbox Live free. So I have to stop paying for it.
There you go.
It's not going to happen. And I'm not going to complain about it, but it'd be nice
to
have that extra $50 a year.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's an extra game.
But, you know, in all fairness, I hardly notice it's missing.
What, the price?
The $50.
You probably notice it real well now.
Well, now, shut up.
All right, the second part of Silfo's question is, he wants to know which PSN games are actually worth downloading.
Ooh,
a lot of us have played a lot of these.
I don't even know
Pixel
this.
Pixel Drive Monsters.
What was the Pain?
Pain is definitely
Pain.
Worth downloading.
I don't even have it, and I've played
Pain?
It. And it's
Pain
awesome.
Is awesome. It is just hours of mindless fun. There's supposed to be a new...
Apparently it's not out in UK, though.
Yeah, he's talking about that. There was apparently a new expansion pack called Fun with Explosives, and I haven't been able to find it yet, but that just sounds really fun.
I guess Warhawk kind of counts as a PSN game if you don't have Warhawk.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think he's more referring to, like, the bite-sized games.
Gotcha.
So, and obviously, Pixel Junk Monsters would be one to get. Everyday Shooter.
Yeah.
And Super Stardust HD. He talks about Flow. You know, I didn't really care for Flow.
I haven't played Flow yet. I need to try.
I didn't care for... I mean, I know a lot of people like it. I'm sure that I might be in the minority there, but I didn't care for Flow. And I didn't care for Pixel Junk Racers.
See, I didn't play Pixel Junk
Racers. I did not like that. Or was it called Pixel Junk? It was that little, like, the cars that are on the track.
It's Pixel Junk Racers.
Pixel Junk. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. I'm trying to think what else. Super Rub-A-Dub is actually really good.
It is, yeah. Actually.
It is really good. It's dumb as hell.
I feel like an idiot playing it.
I do,
it's
too. It's dumb as hell, but I don't know if I'd pay for it. I think get the demo and you'd be
just
pretty good.
Just
mess around with the demo. I'm trying to think what else I played on. Obviously, I'd say download Mortal Kombat.
Right.
I mean, it's
and Mortal. If you're counting the PS1 games that are on there, if you're counting that, I mean, they're only $5.99. They're the price of a PSN game.
Yeah.
Definitely get Jet Moto 2.
Jet Moto 2.
Twisted Metal 2.
Twisted Metal 2. I think Rallycross is on there.
Yeah.
Rallycross is really good. I forget what's on there because I never download it.
Well, and I don't know what's on there in the European store either, so...
Yeah. But as far as, like, the actual original PSN games, I haven't heard very many good things about... I haven't played it because this is the thing that pisses me off about PSN is no demo for every game.
Right.
That drives me insane because I would love to play all these games and see if I want to buy them. But, like, the Go Sports Ski and Bowling, I heard those were pretty bad.
Really?
I heard they weren't very good. The skydiving, I heard, wasn't very good.
Yeah, that looked crappy.
Yeah, so, I mean, but I think, obviously, you want Everyday Shooter, Super Stardust, Pixel Junk Monsters, Pain. I mean, those are all very worth buying if you want to download some games.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next up comes from XDM18X. It says, hey, guys, what's up? I was reading a lot of articles about GDC the week before, and there was a mention of God of War 3 being announced. We kind of talked about this. We may not see it till unknown, till 09. I was wondering what your thoughts are since I love this franchise.
Definitely won't see it till 09.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see this till 09.
Yeah, probably March.
I say March, right after the holiday rush and the PS3 has started to get a big install base. And
yeah, PS3 is going to be on an upper incline probably from now on, pretty much.
And then we're going to see this huge game come out in March, and it's going to be... awesome.
It's going to be the most amazing.
Here's the thing.
Ever.
If it is not shown at E3, it won't be out until Christmas next year.
Right.
But if it is shown at E3, then we will see it in March.
I think it'll be shown at E3.
It better be shown at E3. I'm going to punch somebody in the chest.
It's funny because usually when a big game is coming up that I'm really anticipating, there's something in the back of my mind that's always saying, you know, this game has the potential to be bad in this, and this. But... God of War 3, the only thing in my mind is that it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I can't see any way that it's not going to be awesome.
Especially next gen. First.
Yeah, especially next gen.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to step it up.
Yeah.
And they've been stepping it up.
This is why I don't get my hopes up, because once we do and we keep saying this, next gen first one, it could potentially suck, so I'm just going to stay even.
Well, if it's the same people that were behind
two... Oh, it's no doubt it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, as much as they pushed the PS2...
Corey Barlog,
right.
Because he left.
As much as they pushed the PS2 with 1 and 2, I can't imagine what
God
it's
of War
like.
Is like the new Sony franchise that gets me excited every time they talk about it because it is such a good game. I think it's their best first-party game.
Agreed.
At least until Jaffe gets, you know, placed Twisted Metal going.
Right.
Because I'm about ready to rock on some Twisted
reason
Metal.
That's why I want the PS3.
He also says, Wombat's right, Pixel Junk Monsters is the shit. The game is very addicting. Also, those things you're protecting, I think they're some kind of turtle man babies.
Yes, some turtle man babies.
Nothing like some turtle
awesome.
Man babies. All right, next up, question comes from, here's more X's in their names, XX Ice X2.
Oh, he asked a question last week.
Yeah. Says, do you guys think as a gaming community, we should be more vocal in the public eye about how we as gamers are at times slandered and portrayed as nothing more than senseless killers in training?
What?
You know what?
Who perceives us as that?
A lot of media outlets.
Yeah.
But
Senator McCain.
The problem is Senator Clinton. The problem is
dun, dun, dun.
That
wow. The news of you.
You know what? The
we're not going into a political debate. Let's
no,
just answer
no,
the
I'm
question.
Not going political. I was just going to say, it's a form of release. It's a form of entertainment, just like the movies.
But that's not the question. The question is,
should we be more vocal in the public eye about the fact that we're not? The problem most of the time is when you come out and try too hard to defend yourself, it sounds like you're guilty.
That's true.
No gamer is ever going to be able to change the mass media's opinion about video games. It's just not going to happen. The only thing that can change that is a wave of games that are, you know, more appreciated by the mainstream. As mainstream as gaming is now, until it becomes as mainstream as television or film, you're always going to have your share of critics in the media who are going to lambasted for violence.
Well, they could release all those games that educational. That, you know what? It's still going to be.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that are mainstream.
Well, it's not going to change that we are killers.
I'm a killer
because we go
demons in the spawns of hell.
See,
because like Doom,
we go out every day.
You didn't even have to aim,
right?
Out of the percentage of gamers that actually carry over and actually go out and commit a crime is so slim. So, I mean, I understand that if you defend yourself to, a lot, you do look guilty, but who's going to stand up for us besides us?
That's the problem.
You don't have to stand up for yourself.
Right. There's no need for anybody
to... being attacked.
Who cares?
And attacked.
What do you care what the media has to say about gaming?
I don't really care what the media has been telling me that my brain's been warped since I started playing Doom when I was 10 years old.
It's not like attacks by the media have lessened the popularity of gaming, because all it's done is become more popular over the years. So
But I'm just tired of people saying that gamers are just going out there and, you know, that's the cause of violence. It surpasses movies. I mean, it's just...
He's got something. It's burning.
Here's something that's interesting. Last week, I picked up the excellent DVD, Justice League New Frontier, and there is a documentary about the Justice League. It's like 45-minute long documentary. It's pretty good size, and they were talking about, like, in the 50s, like the comic books, you know, like the it was called the Justice Society back then. They were blaming comic books for juvenile delinquency.
Nice. It doesn't shock me. There's always going to be something that they'll latch onto.
So they were blaming, like, Superman and Batman for, you know, youth violence. So, I mean, I thought that was funny. I got a little chuckle out of it, because right when I saw that in the documentary, I automatically thought about video games and what they're going through today.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know, in about 20, 30 years from now, we'll look back on that and just be laughing.
Right.
They thought it caused violence.
I mean, to me, you know, what the media says doesn't really affect me as a gamer, nor does it affect anybody else unless you let it. I mean, if you think about how many years has Jack Thompson been trying to get games like Grand Theft Auto and Manhunt pulled off the shelves?
Are any of them
pulled off the shelves at this point?
No.
It's just a lot of noise.
Jack Thompson has been at it for almost 2 decades now, hasn't he?
Yeah. Right. And it's just a lot of noise. The games have come out. The video gaming industry is more popular now than it ever has been. If it gets to the point where legitimate censorship is what they're talking about, then that's a different story.
To where it actually starts affecting the market.
Right. But at this point, you know, video games are more popular than they've ever been, despite media criticism, so I just kind of let it slide.
Yeah.
Whatever, I'm just sick of people pointing the finger. What they need to point the finger at is the parents and how they raise their children.
Indeed. When you point a finger at somebody, you got three more pointing back at you.
Oh, snap!
By
Uh-oh.
God.
And you got one pointing up to the ceiling.
Yes. Because it's always the ceiling's fault.
The ceiling's fault. All right. Next up, and this is the funniest thing in the world to me, is that Professor Chaos asked questions because he couldn't be here.
I got a question for you. Why the fuck can't you show up for the podcast?
He's at work.
All right.
Quit your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, look what I did.
You still ain't here that much.
Bullshit.
Anyway. All right. First up, he wants to know, what do you think of Microsoft developing an add-on Blu-ray player? I say, why?
Yeah, why? I mean, we had this discussion online the other night.
Exactly.
I don't understand the point in because, first off, from a marketing standpoint, it just makes you look like a failure.
Right.
Because you'd be like, oh, we pushed HD DVD now. Ah, my bad. Yeah. Blu-ray. you know, from a marketing standpoint, it makes Microsoft look bad. From a thought standpoint, at this point in the life cycle of the Xbox 360, it's a waste of time and money.
It is a waste of time. I would say that if they are going to go with Blu-ray, they should wait until the next system.
Yeah, they should definitely put a Blu-ray player in as their drive for the next system. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But at this point, there's no sense in putting
it
out.
And if they try and add it now, they won't use it for games because nobody will have it.
No.
It'd be stupid.
There's enough standalone players, and the PS3 has one. There's no reason for you to get into this market. It's a waste of time and money.
And I'm sure they're going cheap now.
Next up, Gambus, after a good 2 weeks with Lost Odyssey, do you still enjoy it? You kind of answered that already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still do enjoy it.
He's also, what do you think about the upcoming Crisis Core?
I'm really looking forward to it. It's my most anticipated PSP title.
Cool.
I think it's going to be awesome. I've read some really good reviews on it, on the import version, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really enjoying Lost Odyssey. I think it's a fantastic JRPG next gen.
He also wants to know when we're going to have this big Warhawk tournament, the N4G Warhawk tournament.
We got to have one, too.
Yeah, we got to have one.
Dun, 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 dun.
And he also says, do you guys want to add him? His PSN name is Magnus24.
Magneto24.
No, it's Magnus24, man.
Magnus.
Magnus?
Magnus.
Yeah, I noticed I still haven't got a friend's request from Magnus24.
Oh, snap. But we should probably work out some details on setting up the Warhawk
tournament. Yeah, we got to. We'll figure something out.
All right.
That's going to be our goal for this week.
Set up the Warhawk tournament?
Set up the Warhawk tournament.
All right, we'll start a thread about it. All right, next question. Should Sony just scrap home and move on to a streamlined online interactivity? Because in my opinion, most people are not excited for home. I know I'm not. And we've talked so much about home at this point. And I think everybody here is under the same assumption that they just don't care anymore.
Right.
It's almost become vaporware because it never feels like it's coming out. And all the features that are cool about it, I would rather do them without the little avatar interaction. So
yeah, which will drain your system.
Although, there is one thing about home that I'm kind of excited about that I saw. Did you hear about the Uncharted portal for home?
Oh, yeah, where you go in and see like developer stuff.
Well, no, you can actually take your home avatar and you can run through the levels from Uncharted without any shooting or anything. Like, you can just run your avatar through the levels from Uncharted.
I mean, that's kind of cool, but how many people are going to do it?
And I heard, too, the Warhawk room. You know how we were talking about it was stupid that you could get together in an apartment and plan out strategy? Apparently, instead of just being, like, chatting about planning out strategy, there's, like, a little map, like a scale map of the map that you're going to be playing on, and you can place like units to where you like you can plan it out. You know, as far
I only
as strategy
have one
goes.
Thing to say about this. Velocity Girl still hasn't made me a T-shirt. Big promises, no follow through. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah,
because right now they can't even put home in people's hands to look at.
It's true.
So I mean, those things sound really cool.
Right,
but I don't I don't know if I believe it until I see it. I'm so skeptical about home now.
Yeah,
because I've been on the beta for I don't know how long, and it hasn't got any more exciting.
It seems like home is just almost a fabrication to keep generating interest in home.
His last question is: what are the pros and cons you see from EA buying Take-Two? He doesn't really want them to, but he thinks that Madden will actually be a good football game since they'll have the 2K football guys on board.
I don't really see any pros to it, to be honest.
I mean,
if they
did engulf the developers from 2K and collaborated, I think they would, but I don't think they would. I think they'd fire them.
Yeah.
Because they don't want 2K sports anymore. I mean, I really think that's the long and the short of it.
It'd be like, okay, we bought you. You're fired.
Yeah, pretty much.
They would just take the IPs and make them themselves.
If you think that they would change a franchise like Madden to be more like
a 2K's,
yeah, there's no
franchise.
Way. There's no
well,
way.
I think they're really trying to get to them because that football exclusivity towards them is coming up really soon.
It's already been extended.
Yeah, they extended it.
Oh, I didn't know they extended
it. To 2012.
Yeah. They extended
it. That's a pile of shit.
I got a new name for EA. And the new name is Unicron.
Unicron.
Yeah, if you watch Transformers the movie,
But you know what? We give EA so much shit, but you know what? They're not any different than Bill Gates.
Nope.
People are just
not any different than any business.
No, they're just doing what everybody else wishes they could.
They're doing good business.
Yeah. And you know what? Their games have been great lately. So, they are what they are.
They have.
So, yeah. They buy Take-Two, oh well. I mean...
Yeah, I can't really argue about their quality. Their quality is actually pretty good.
And, you know, they've changed a lot over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is
what it is. They've improved.
I don't want every company to be owned by one, but I can't stop it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
But do you... Well, never mind. We addressed that. I thought maybe they would buy Take-Two out of...
No. The only game I think that does better for 2K is the basketball. I think is the only one that outsells. Hockey, maybe. But hockey's not a big enough sport to matter.
Right.
So, all right. Next up, Kalupu says he took our advice from 3 weeks ago and bought a PSP Daxter Edition.
Nice.
Sweet. I'm using it for Skype and some games. What other games do you guys suggest for the PSP? And don't tell me the show.
MLB the show.
He wants to know some RPGs.
Some RPGs.
Disgaea, Afternoon of Darkness.
Disgaea, Jeanne d'Arc. These are strategy RPGs, of course. Wild Arms XF. I've read some really good things about. That's coming out here in a couple weeks. For the purely RPG front, Brave Story is really good. And if you're into the Super Nintendo 8-bit, not 8-bit, but like 16-bit era type of graphics, Legend of Heroes is really good. And, of course, Final Fantasy Tactics is really awesome. And that's about it.
I would also suggest Power Stone Collection. It's not an RPG, but Power Stone's the bomb.
Power Stone and the
PSP versions are pretty faithful to the original.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to get for PSP. There's a lot of really good games.
Street Fighter Alpha.
Yeah, pretty much all the Capcom collection are really good. Like Mega Man.
Siphon Filter. Yeah, both Siphon Filters, actually.
Both Mega Mans.
Both Mega Mans.
Ultimate Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah.
That game's
There's a lot
amazing.
Of really good PSP games out there. You just have to wade through
right.
the crap.
And usually the really good Capcom ones are actually kind of cheap now.
If you can find
I bought
them.
Power Stone Collection for $10.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
Right.
Ghosts and Goblins, whatever
right.
you
Ghosts
want to call
Ghosts and Goblins,
it.
Your type of one.
They're the same thing. Guy in his underwear throwing spears.
All right. Maximo.
He also says, how do games work with remote play? Because he's thinking about buying Pixel Junk Monsters.
It's not every game. I don't know that Pixel Junk Monsters works.
Yeah, I think
with
the game
play.
Has to support it.
Yeah, it most of the remote play stuff is like the PS or PS1 games that you can download on there. Lair, I believe, has a remote play function for the few people out there still playing Lair.
I'm sorry, I laugh every time I hear that game.
But Pixel Junk Monsters, I don't believe has remote play.
All right, the next question comes from K Smooches. He says, I have yet to listen to these here podcasts. Does that make me a bad person?
Yes.
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 And Professor Chaos answered yes. Next. All right. Next, got a time.
Not that he's going to hear our answer to the question.
Like, yeah, because you don't listen. So, all right. Can you guys talk about your opinions on Hideo Kojima commenting on 50 gig Blu-ray, not enough for MGS? Wow.
I can comment.
Go ahead, because I'm just going to be violent, so go ahead.
Hideo Kojima is one of those guys who wants to throw everything in the kitchen sink into a game. He probably wants
25 hours of dialogue.
And he probably wants
in
25...
English,
yeah, in English,
English
and Japanese.
English, Japanese, Korean, Chinese.
And that's the thing, is I don't understand why we need multiple languages on a disc. In Japan, it should have Japanese. In America, it should have English.
Actually,
I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, simple-minded.
Actually, I do like the idea of English and Japanese, but
do you
not,
speak Japanese?
No, but I'd like to learn.
But what good does a game in another language do you? I'm playing the devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
I'm just asking a question. I'm trying to pick somebody's brain is because if I have the option, I will watch it in English because I don't care. Some people go, well, the voice acting is better in Japanese. How do you know? You don't understand it.
Yeah,
that's That's better than, oh, God, I just fell down a hole.
But, yeah.
How do you know? You don't know what the hell he said.
Yeah, because there's different dialects
yeah.
and accents in Japanese.
Right.
You know, there's like there's southern Okinawa accent, and there's like the more the northern, more of a Tokyo district accent.
In the southern Okinawa accent, they say stuff like y'all.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I thought the Cyber Ninja sounded cooler in Japanese.
Hurt me more.
Yeah.
Well, he said it in Japanese.
Oh. I don't know how to say that.
I don't speak Japanese, which is why I don't understand why people want multiple languages on a disc. I think it's cool if it's possible, but he says that the programmers had to compress parts in the game to save disk space. If this game is going to have multiple languages on it, then you don't have to compress parts of the game. Take languages out. Seriously.
Well, and, you know, it's not like there's anything inherently wrong in compression anyway. You know, everything's compressed.
Yeah.
Everything's compressed.
Well, the thing is, with Hideo Kojima is a perfectionist, very, very on a technical level.
And I appreciate that, because his games are the bomb. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. And the thing is, he wants to take advantage of...
You saying, like, I'm a star fucker?
No, I'm just...
laughing at me because I'm defending Hideo Kojima over here?
No, I'm just laughing at you because you said his games are the bomb.
Oh.
And,
But I mean, seriously...
I tend to disagree when it comes to a certain Metal Gear that had a 2 after it.
Go on, Jason. We won't have the Metal Gear Solid 2 discussion.
But,
again...
The thing is, with Hideo Kojima, he's keeping in mind the person who has the $1,200 audio system,
right?
That can recognize like 500 audio signature sounds at the same time,
right?
And you know, he's trying to make the game to accommodate that type of
environment, right?
Well, that's awesome, but
when the majority of people won't notice,
yeah, 99% of the people don't have this, so.
But like I said, he's hardcore into the technical aspect.
You know, and I don't doubt that he probably has run out of space because of, like you said, the way he is. But
yeah,
whether that's necessary or not is a different question.
At this point, you know what, Mr. Kojima, as much as I love your games, if you're not happy with 50 gigs of Blu-ray space, you're not going to be happy for a very long time.
Right. I mean, no offense, obviously, to him, because he's a fantastic developer, but the bottom line is, if 50 gigs of Blu-ray isn't enough space, you have to work with what you have. I mean, there's such a thing as downsizing to your medium.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that, you know, he would love to be able to put, you know, everything in there, but guess what? Every video game developer would love to put everything into their game, but you have to work with what you have.
Not all of them. Did you play Sea Monsters?
I did not play Sea Monsters.
Okay. They didn't want to put everything in there. They didn't want to put shit in there. I'm surprised they even put Control in there. Anyway.
Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Hideo Kojima is the James Cameron of video games, because James Cameron, every time he makes a new movie, he makes a record of being the most expensive movie ever made.
Right.
And he's always anal retentive on every technical aspect, to the point where he invents technologies in order to accommodate what he's making.
Then we'll stop calling Kojima's games video games. We'll just call them Hideo games.
Wow. Move
Dude.
On. Move on.
All right, we're moving on.
We started a new revolution.
We're moving on. Next up comes from Ichimaru. I'm sorry, that was funny. Gears of War chainsaw to chainsaw fight. Innovative or impractical?
Impractical. I think it's show-off.
I think it's impractical because...
It's
I think it's innovative.
Really?
Yeah. I think it adds another wrinkle to the gameplay.
But you didn't play Gears of War. You don't know what it's like to try to chainsaw.
I did play Gears of War.
But you notice how hard it was to chainsaw somebody?
Well, yeah, but if they make it easier and they make the ability to battle back when you're being chainsawed, I think that adds something to the game.
Is it going to be like the scene in The Running Man?
Yes.
Now I'm going to make it part of you.
That's all right. Keep it.
Keep it. Oh, God. But thing is...
Arnold's here every week.
Every week.
Gears of War trailer.
What?
It.
What are we talking about?
Gears of War.
Trailer?
Yeah, the trailer, the chainsaw.
Really,
oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
Yeah, the trailer, I thought it was blah.
For Gears of War 2?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing there. There's no game.
Exactly. And it was exactly what I was expecting.
What, the Gears of War trailer?
Yeah.
No. You know, honestly, I was actually expecting to see a game, because this game's been rumored for like 6 months. For crying out loud, you'd think they'd have something to show besides a meat cube.
Yeah,
that's not even Gears of War
2. It's not even Gears of War 2. It's just Gears of War 1 with a meat cube.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, it was impressive on a technical aspect, but on a game, coming from a gamer, it was kind of lame.
All right. Last question comes from Are You Joshin, because it's been a while since he's heard us. Been a while. Mention his name on the podcast. First up, gaming on computers is known as PC gaming. Why? What happened to Apple? They made iPods.
There's no games to play on
that's
Apple.
That's really the long and the short of it there. It's Apple.
I tell you what. Apple is too busy basically solidifying their cult.
Number Munchers was the bomb.
Okay, we already got that for you. Don't be jumping ahead.
Yeah, Apple's too busy solidifying their cult, you know, their new religion of the Apple. So they're a little bit too busy to worry about video games or, you know, doing anything for the customer besides...
Apple has become more of a lifestyle computer instead of a gaming computer. It's for music and movies and like multimedia and Photoshop and graphics design and things like that. They've really stopped with the whole gaming thing since Windows has taken over as far as PC goes, as far as PC gaming goes. And I know people are sitting there on the internet yelling at me right now, well, actually, Linux is better and it runs this and this and this and this, but you know what? 99% of the population doesn't run Linux. They run Windows that came with their PC, and they play Bejeweled, okay?
And the thing is, when you get to that aspect, it's not good for the gamer. It's good for the tech head.
It's good for the goose. It's good for the gander. And the second part of his question is, he used to remember playing Number Munchers, as you, and one of my favorite games of all time, the Oregon Trail, which I spent many a days in school playing this game. The Oregon Trail. And his second part is, why isn't there a next-gen MMO Oregon Trail?
I don't know, but it would be pretty awesome.
Dude, if they made another Oregon Trail, I would so be there because you could get dysentery.
You could, and your oxen could drown fording the river.
Yes. Your leg could get infected.
Yes.
That would be an interesting concept.
It would be.
If somebody's out there listening right now, make the Oregon Trail MMO.
That'd be the bomb.
Oh, see, it would be the bomb. It would be a great Hideo game.
Just stop.
He says, thanks, guys. Your podcasts are kicking ass lately. We do what we can.
Man, we've been kicking ass for 52 episodes.
Taking names, too.
Yeah, taking names.
We got them all written down. You better watch out. Of course, I don't know what happens if I look up XX something ice in the phone book. I don't think I'll get anything.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get anything. I don't think you get anything if you look up Are You Joshin' in the phone book, either.
Probably not. That hurts my feelings. Anyway... That wraps up the show for this week, so we're going to...
Already?
It is.
Already?
Yeah, what do you feel? Hours,
just because
man.
It has got to be epic 4.5-hour show, get over
2 hours,
yo. It seems like a short episode this
week. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with some more games to talk about, some more news to talk about, and hopefully, we had promised to bring up the details of the Destroy All Humans contest this week, but unfortunately, we did not get our stuff yet.
Yeah, we haven't actually received our shipment of prizes from THQ, so until we get that and know exactly... That what they said they're sending us is what they're sending us.
Yeah, we don't want to promise something that we can't deliver, but hopefully it'll be this week.
Right.
So, but that wraps up this week's show.
All right.
Yeah, so, Mr. Khan, you know what to do.
Where will I be? Where will you be? When I hear the last beating of my heart? What will I see? What will you see in me when I hear the last beating of my heart? The last beating, the last beating, beating of my heart. The last beating. The last beating, beating of my heart. Where will I live? Where will you be when I hear the last beating of my heart? What will I say? What will you see in me when I hear? Where will I be? Where will you be when I hear the last beating of my heart? What will I see? What will you see in me when I hear the last beating of my heart? The last beating, the last beating, beating of my heart. The last beating, the last beating, beating of my heart. The last beating, the last beating.
All right, let's try this again. See if like you're blowing out speakers.
Hello, 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 hello.
Your check is always like, hello, 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 hello!
If I do this, does your face melt off?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe?
What the hell is this?
It's the sound check.
I guess so.
Check, 1, 2, 3! Oh my god, it's a trap!
I'm so glad I don't have audio coming through my headset.